InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. Make America Great Again, Divorce. Now, when you click on it, it takes you to InfoWars.com, and there is the representation that I've divorced Trump, and, you know, he's divorced me. And, you know, that's how the media is spinning it. That is not what's happening here. I overall support Trump. But you can't do a 180 on the Epstein files. Yes, we know the Democrats have been in control of the files over the years. And obviously whatever they left in them is what they want in them. But Trump coming out and saying anybody that talks about Epstein, he doesn't want their support anymore. Just reeks of childlike behavior. Let these weaklings continue forward and do the Democrats' work. Don't even think about taking of our incredible and unprecedented success, because I don't want their support anymore. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Make America great again. So Trump has to know that this behavior that started last Monday, now 9 days ago, is very self-destructive and is making the Democrats make this their main issue. And that's what I said at the time. I said, this is a Streisand effect of Streisand effects, and Trump is behind this. People said, no, no, it's Pam Bondi. No, no, no. And, of course, he came out a day later. Yeah, I'm behind it. And now he's been 100% clear about that. So this is Trump's issue. It is not going to go away. I am still going to cover it some. But there's so many other issues to hit and so many other things to get into that I'm not going to have this one issue suck all the oxygen out of the room for what we do. Obviously, when I talk about it, you know, people watch it, they listen to it, they're interested because people feel like I do. I'd say 9 out of 10 Trump supporters that I know are really upset about this and bewildered. And it looks very incriminating. But at the same time, Trump is right that the Democrats did have these files, so whatever they left in it make some people close to him look bad or something. I don't think it's Trump. Never seen evidence of that. Trump isn't the type of guy that puts himself in hotel rooms to be peed on by hookers. Trump isn't the type of guy, A, that's attracted to kids. That's clear. He likes powerful women, bombshells, very intimidating women. That's the opposite of what pedos want. And there's never been any evidence of him with anybody underage. So I can just look at Trump's MO and know that. And if they ever had that information, they would have brought it out before. So then why is he lashing out and telling everybody to shut up? I mean, if you tell people, don't look at this, you know, if your dad says, don't go in the closet when I'm gone, and you go find Playboys in there, you immediately go look at what's in the closet. But this isn't Playboy magazines. This is really bad stuff. So this is Trump trying to self-destruct. It happens to powerful people in history, and I hope he can pull it back because we need him. But no, Trump is self-destructing, and I pray for him. Pray for President Trump. This is really serious.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
America and the whole world. You've got President Trump really doing so many wonderful things to the economy and the country, and rolling back globalist policies, social policies, military policies, cultural policies. I mean, Trump is just doing such amazing things. But it'd be kind of like if your grandpa was, you know, the light of the town and the greatest guy and just had this wonderful track record, and then you see him driving down the road and the back of the pickup's on fire, and you run over to Grandpa at the red light. You say, "Grandpa, the truck's on fire." And he looks at you and says, "Don't talk to me about a fire. There is no fire. You're not in my family anymore if you say my truck's on fire." And then you just, the red light turns green and the car just keeps driving off. And you know, any minute the gas tanks are going to blow. And you're just like, "Grandpa, get out." No, it's like having a family member that you love and care about who suddenly gets on fentanyl. You tell them, "Listen, you keep taking that, you're going to overdose and die." Owen uses the analogy of, he's a big Kansas City baseball fan and been going there since he's a little kid. And the game's about to start and he expects his team to run out in their colors, red, and instead a whole other team runs out in blue uniforms, but they say they're still the Kansas City baseball team. I mean that's why this is so shocking. And Trump knows the big scandal the Democrats are going to bring is whatever's in the Epstein file. And Musk found out about this and got really concerned and went, "Whoop, I'm not in this anymore." I want to be totally clear. I've seen zero evidence of Trump doing anything illegal with Jeffrey Epstein. The Democrats and the globalists and Bill Gates are all over it, the royal family. Again, it's not Trump's MO to like kids, much less, we know his type, bombshell women, much less he's not the type to let people get dirt on him or control him. I mean, the guy is a control freak in a good way. I mean, I'm not into kids at all. And at the same time, if I was rich and powerful and I was a pervert or a sicko and I was smart, I sure as hell wouldn't go around on islands screwing kids. I mean, zero chance of that. So, and I know Trump's friends and longtime confidants and his wingmen and people that have stayed at his house a lot, and just a super nice guy. And he's got great kids and great family. And we've been through hell with him. I've been through hell almost more than anybody other than Trump himself. I mean, I'm in the top five people persecuted for supporting Trump. But then you see the weird stuff he does, like cozying up to Lindsey Graham that said, tell Donald Trump to go to hell, I'm a never-Trumper. Or Mark Levin. So here's the big story, and then there's a lot of other stuff we got to unpack here today, a lot of other news. Trump's meeting with the Iranian prime minister to try to get a peace deal right now. A press conference, we'll go to some of that. I did a live show last night with Chase Geiser, 9 to 11, we call it. Tomorrow's News Tonight. We don't do it every night, but we're going to start doing it a lot. And I was so happy yesterday when Trump came out and through his surrogates and said, no, we want to appoint a special counsel. We're going to have my man Bonnie release whatever she thinks is important from the file. So now we've gone from there is no additional information to, oh, yeah, there is, and we'll release it. And he had his surrogates out there like Laura Trump doing a great job saying, no, he wants to set things right. And then he has a little impromptu press conference and says, yeah, Pam Bondi, she can release whatever she thinks is important. Then he gets on the tarmac with Lutnick 4 or 5 hours later. We'll play the clip coming up. And says, this is all a Democrat hoax and anybody following it is only helping them. And a repeat of all that, and I'm just like, 180, 180, 180, 180, flip-flop, 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 and I'm just like, and then he puts out on Truth Social, I don't want your support, anybody that even talks about this again, you are bad. You know the elephant in the room here. Trump is not stupid. Telling people to not talk about something is going to only make them look into it more. So I sure hope this is some 50D chess. Because I'm pretty good at Hegelian dialectics, second, third, fourth, fifth order connections. In fact, I'm one of the best. If you actually talk about real 3D political chess and long-term strategic intersections and mass butterfly effects, cultural dialectics, economic, societal, cyclical integrations, permutations of different factions, demographics, all of it. I know how to integrate it all. And I can tell you, this is the most self-destructive temper tantrum stuff and is the equivalent of going off the coast of San Diego and just for a day throwing rotten chicken blood into the ocean. Great white sharks will show up, probably in a few hours. And then when the great white sharks get there, I'm like, okay, Trump, you've been chumming the waters now for a week and a half. You need to stop. I don't know why you're doing it. And now Trump has jumped up on the edge of the boat on a plank and is now cutting himself. He's stripped down to his underwear, and he's cutting himself with razor blades, walking out to jump into the water with great white sharks. And I'm just like, please stop. He's like, shut up. I don't want your help. You're with the enemy. I'm going to walk the plank. And I'm just like, okay. Enjoy. So, obviously, this is beyond a disaster and a total fiasco, as I predicted last Monday. Because that's what I do, is tell you what I see happening. And smart people like Laura Trump and others went out and said, oh, no, he wants to make it right. And the next day, he's like, yes, we're going to release it. And then the same day, nope, it's all Democrat disinformation. And again, MAGA blew up on him over the weekend when he first said that. And I said, no, it's true. They've had the file. They're only going to leave in there what they want. This, I never thought of that one angle. I thought about they're going to take out whatever makes them look bad and only leave stuff they want. But, oh, they've already falsified all this stuff on Trump and all the fake Jane Does. And I'm like, wow, that really makes sense. Trump should develop that more. He's going to have to meet this head on like all the other hoaxes. But that's why he's really got to prosecute people that are really, doing stuff on the list. That just shows, the bad guys aren't backing down because the Democrats are still going forward with it. If there was some backroom deal to end all this, you know, and have the globalists leave Trump alone, let him save the country and the world by extension. I don't agree with that, but I can see the logic. The intelligence agencies are involved, so you say, well, it'll bring down the U.S. government, the Israelis, so, you know, we can't do it. I mean, I see the argument. I don't agree with it. And so maybe he has to join with the cover-up to get them off, you know, off of our back, because, you know, they're suing for peace. So now Trump has slammed past supporters over fixation on Epstein. So this is very, 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 very destructive. And what the corporate media is going to do when I and Steve Bannon and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and everybody else that support Trump go, man, this looks really weird saying, you know, the list is real and you're going to release it and, you know, your surrogates all saying that now nothing exists. Well, okay, it does exist, but we're not going to release it because it's Democrat disinfo. No, actually, Pam Bondi will release some information. And then hours later, no, you're all crazy. I don't want your support anymore. And I am just like, whoa, okay. That's not very Trumpian. I mean, he doesn't flip-flop hardly ever or change policies in decades. You can watch 40-year-old interviews. It's the same guy. This is minute-to-minute, hour-to-hour. And I don't know if he's on such a confidence trip. He's had a lot of success and been through a lot. That he thinks he's invincible and that we will all just go, okay. But there's a taunting to it. I'm like, oh, look, he makes the point that they could have altered the file. That's exactly what they do. They've done it to me. They've done it to him. Absolutely. Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Wow, Laura Trump says they're going to make it right and, you know, release whatever they can. Great, great, let's move on. No! My constituents are bad for asking questions, the majority of them. So, you know what, Trump? I'm glad the Democrats aren't in, and I like a lot of the success you're having, and we're all having together. And your statements about, you know, you people that bring this up don't even deserve to be involved in this movement. You are excommunicata. You are henceforth ex cathedra from the mouth of the God King. You are expelled from the church of the holy golden toad, Donald John Trump. Well, I was never in the church of the holy golden toad. I do like you being a maverick, standing up for the country. We have the same enemies. I respect your stamina and courage. Been a big cheerleader when I agree with what you're doing. But if I'm being excommunicated, let me be clear, I was never in your church to be excommunicated. So you can't excommunicate me because I was never in your church. I was never in a cult. And I never said MAGA was a cult. I said a lot of people want it to be a cult. You know, there are Dallas Cowboy fans that are in a cult and literally commit suicide if they lose, you know, the playoffs. The Dallas Cowboys isn't a cult, but there are people that have made a cult out of it. So, you know, being a dog owner doesn't mean you're in a dog worship cult, but the Zoroastrians do worship dogs. So, you see what I mean? But now, Trump, if this continues down this line, if he starts saying, I'll excommunicate people, well, you're not allowed, unless it's a cult, to say to people, you either agree with everything I do and don't question things, or you're not in our club, I don't want you. Well, that kind of sounds like a thoroughbred cult to me. And, if I keep hearing more talk like that, it's basically where I'm already at. And I already said this. I'm going to give Trump report cards. It's basically what I already do. But we're officially going to start doing it on basic issues. I'm going to get the head of the John Birch Society on, who actually puts out report cards, or the experts on it, the really good report cards. And we'll just start doing a monthly report card on Trump and say, okay, in our view, he did good here, he did good there. You can look at the report card. You can look at where he did bad. And that's it. And so I'm not going to be emotionally invested in this. because I've never been a joiner. I pride myself in that I'm the captain of my ship, and people support what I do or believe what, you know, a lot of what I'm doing is right, then you support us. But when somebody starts saying, don't question things or you can't be in our club, yeah, that's a cult. And I'm not a cult joiner. I never have been. You know, my operation's not a cult. My crew's not a cult. You don't have to agree with me around here. People see my hosts saying different things than me. I respect them. I think they're smart. We agree on 90% of stuff. But that's what I want, is to, you know, have good patriots that really care. And you know, we agree on 90, 95% of stuff. But I don't, people say, I don't get this. Harrison Smith said something different than you, and so did Owen. What's going on there? We'll see, because this is about individualism. We're not in a cult. And so I pride my relationship with God, my family, my country, and my ancestors being ridiculous badasses across the board. Just goes from incredible to insane. And I never get into all of it, but it's prestigious on both sides, just all the way back to freaking, you name it. And so, I mean, I got the blood of the Vikings that conquered England 1,000 years ago. I got it all, folks. And I am not anybody's cult member. So let's just get that 100% straight. So that said, I'm not emotional about it. I'm going to support Trump when he's good. I'm going to criticize him when he's bad. And I'm not going to be manipulated by this type of childish behavior into attacking Trump more or making it all personal and trying to twist everything and becoming obsessed with undermining Trump. No, 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 no. I like 95% of what he's doing. I have my morals. I have my issues. I will not be gaslit. But I am very saddened. So this isn't a divorce, because I was never married to Trump. And this is not an excommunication, because I was never in the church of Trump. And that's the separate news. I'm going to come back with some of the Iranian prime minister and the interesting questions there and important issues. And I've, you know, not made a big deal about this. Here it is right here. I got here this morning early, and my lawyers, people were already here. And they said, overhead shot, please. You go back a week and a half, 2 weeks ago in Travis County with Judge Gore Gamble, the big Democrat Party operative. They went in and got a receiver appointed that's run by the Democrat Party and the plaintiffs out of Connecticut, who were joined with the Texas plaintiffs. And they are coming to shut InfoWars down. And, you know, we've survived. Here's their filing. We've survived so many times. People are like, oh, well, that's just Alex Jones, you know. Yeah, sure. Yeah, they came with fake auctions to shut it down and turn the internet off and told us to get out of the building. And we went to the federal court and blocked him each time. And the federal judge said, we got more hearings coming up. And he's still, you know, moving now to, even though they tried to block it, the U.S. Trustee's Office, the Democrats, the DOJ that came and intervened in our case. He's already fired multiple CROs. Two of them fired a U.S. trustee. It's unprecedented to even have that. Now they've got another one. He hasn't fired him, but he said he doesn't have confidence in him to do a sale. They won't do a sale to people that want to buy InfoWars. And then they run around in the news saying, we want money. He's got hidden money. Even though they've done all the accounting and know it's not true. The New York Times said Jones had meager assets. Turns out he had meager assets. Yeah, like I told you, all lies. So now they're in state court saying they want the equipment. And they want my non-exempt assets that are basically non-existent. You know, they can't get your house or your car or your two guns. Goes back to can't get your, you know, gun and your horse. That's Texas law. It's a debtor state, but set up for. That's why Davy Crockett came down here. He was in debt. Sam Houston, all of them. That's what it was set up for. But my ancestors came down here under orders from the president to lay the groundwork for, under orders from Andrew Jackson. But they don't care. Going after my parents. Going after just total harassment, and then saying to the court, we don't want to have any money for attorney's fees either, so we can, and it doesn't matter. I'll live in a Winnebago. I'll sleep in people's couches. It does nothing to me. My dad's got serious cardiovascular issues. There's two arteries in the brainstem. One of them's completely blocked. And he's having open heart surgery next month, and they love that. So they're especially suing them again. You know, it's all been proven on what they say is true, but they just do it. And you know what? That's why I fight you. So I have the real pleasure of the Democratic Party that's literally been stalking me, harassing me, my family, lying about me, going after my crew, doing all these horrible foaming at the mouth things, raising hundreds of millions of dollars off my name, saying I persecuted them when it's them doing that to me. And then I get to enjoy all of this while I watch Trump just come out and say, forget the whole Epstein thing. Don't look into it. When no one was even talking about it 11 days ago, 10 days ago. And they put out a memo saying, killed himself, had no accomplices, wasn't a human trafficker, no blackmail. And we're like, why did you do that? That's going to make the Democrats go crazy now. That's what, and people go, oh, it's not Trump doing it. Trump comes out there and they say, yeah, it's me. And I'm just, and then he just, and then all this 180ing and flip-flopping, and I'm just in horror. Because Trump is like a lifeboat I'm in. As I've said, in the freezing North Atlantic, it's 50 below salt water. You fall in, you're dead in 30 seconds. The boat's leaking. I'm in a lifeboat with Trump. And he's sitting there with a drill, drilling holes, going, and I'm like, please stop that, sir. Shut up. You're not real MAGA of you. More water. I'm like, I start bailing. Stop that. You're weak-minded. You're letting the Democrats mind control you. Whatever's in there is fake and a fraud. That makes a lot of sense. I've investigated it. Never saw you connect anything illegal. They did all these fake Jane Does. Makes sense. The Democrats had this file, whatever they leave in the New York offices and drop a dime on themselves that Bondi comes and grabs is a trap. That actually makes a lot of sense. You show up to attack the second Death Star and there's the Imperial fleet. It's a trap. People are like, Jones is covering for Trump Sunday. No, well, that makes perfect sense. And then so meet it head on. Instead, lashing out at your most ardent, battle-scarred supporters because we're not Democrat Party cult members is crazy. And you know, I'll just say this. It is very paradoxical to have the Democrats frothing more viciously than you know ever, like World War Z zombies trying to just scratch their way in to shut this place down. So they can, you know, run around metaphysically with our severed head like some Roman standard when it won't even do that. I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil, Darth. You should not have come back. You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. But see, that's their nature. They don't care. Just scratching. Soulless. Always attacking anything good. But you see, I will tell the truth about Trump. Even though his own Justice Department was getting ready to indict my enemies, I'm sure that won't happen now. Doesn't matter. I never sell out. I never falter. I never waver. It's impossible. I will tell you the truth, even if a gun's to my head. I commit that to all of you, that I will always be true to the truth and God.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
Well, listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Bahrainian Prime Minister, and he's been taking questions, and one of the questions was, what's going on with the Epstein list that you were going to release that didn't exist? Now you're going to release what you can. No, nobody should look at it. It's a Democrat hoax. Why don't you explain that it was Comey and Brennan and Clapper that had it and controlled the file and left what they wanted in New York and then dropped a dime on themselves so that then Bondi would go grab it. And then now they find out what's in it. And Musk finds out, this is all a couple months ago, and he hightails it out of the White House. Looked like he saw a ghost, aged about 10 years in a week. you know, he's bounced back, but I mean, he went from, you know, looking good to like gray skin, wrinkles. I mean, he, black eye. I mean, it looks like he had some real heart to hearts. Looked like he'd seen a poltergeist. And I said then, I got a bad feeling about this. And everybody made it a, which side are you on thing? And I'm like, these people are both very smart and powerful and have been doing a good job pro-America. We need them both. And the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. And for all the Democrats hoping Trump collapses somehow over this, that's not going to happen. He's very popular. He's doing a great job overall. But from insiders that know Trump very well, they say all the pressure on him and his family, the attempts to kill him, he's such a workhorse that he didn't crack up. He didn't fall apart. He didn't become a failure. He didn't buckle to stress, but he, like doomsday, the more you attack him, the stronger he gets. And I'm only 51, and being messed with and attacked and just viciously lied about and persecuted doesn't make me feel sorry for myself, doesn't make me want to give up. It makes me want to fight even harder. And I've had to pray a lot about this. And I think you've seen it on air, folks. It's not demonic energy, but if you study it and experienced it, tectonic, berserker, extreme male will is fleshly, and it's something God gave us to be able to use to defend ourselves and motivate ourselves. But the devil can jack into that energy. You know, Mike Tyson's talked about it. And so when I get in that state, I resonate stronger with the dark side, and I got to be real careful because I'm very empathic. We all are, but I'm extremely empathic. And you don't want something to jump in the driver's seat. So the Ring of Mordor is right there. I can just go right now. It's very tempting. I would become a terrible king. But I'm not going to put on the ring. Trump put it on, boys and girls, about... He was flirting, putting it on and off until Butler, he put it on. When he hit the ground, you see that photo of him on the ground bleeding. You look at that face. When he popped back up, ring went on. And that's what's going on. That's the best analogy, but it's not a movie. That's a great archetype. It's not a book. It's what that book is based on in the real world as an allegory. By the genius J.R.R. Tolkien. And so, Trump's enemies ought to really watch out because he put it on. And what he's saying to everybody is, you better get out of my way. And I'm a chronicler. I alone can tell you of the days of great adventure. That's the intro to that classic Millis masterpiece, Conan the Barbarian. The second one was terrible by the director or the writer. But what a powerful representation of the great archetypal books of Robert E. Howard from Texas, who himself could have been the heavyweight champion. What a maniac. When you read those Conan books, that's what's in his mind. Untrained writer writing that savage stuff, because that's what was in him. And his mother died, so he blew his head off in the parking lot of the hospital in Texas. But the point is that, see if you guys can find the intro to Conan where it's got the chronicler and it goes, I alone can tell you the days of great adventure. But see, that's my archetype. My job is to tell you what I really think. And that means I can't comport myself into these different factions and, you know, groups and all the rest of it. I'm not going to tell you what I want to believe. I'm not going to tell you what I want to happen. I'm not going to tell you what I wish was. I'm going to tell you what I really stand for. And I want to tell the Democrats and the globalists and the deep state something. You are really playing with nuclear hellfire. And I've thought about the last few months going ahead and saying this, and I think the Russians and the Chinese already know this. He's not putting on a guy that's gone to another level act to intimidate people and stuff. It's 100%. People messed with him too much. They screwed with him too hard. And again, I've only been through 10% of what he's been through. And it made me get a lot because I didn't give up. It made me, I'm a way meaner, way smarter, way stronger. And I said this about a year ago when I started to go through this metamorphosis. I said, I really feel sorry for the globalists. And I also said, I'm almost ashamed I've made this decision. Because it's not becoming evil, but it's taking the governor off, and that's a slippery slope to becoming Sauron if you got the gear to hack it. And I got the gear, so I know. I know the gear Trump's got, and it's dangerous. And that's why the globalists hate my guts. That's why they hate Trump. They hate people that pack the gear to wear the ring. Well, guess what, boys? Trump just put it on. And you're in a lot of deep shit. And I'm stepping back going, everything you said he was, everything you manifested, you conjured this. You did this. Just like Israel lobby running around the last 30 years censoring the internet and harassing mainline conservatives and trying to intimidate them into becoming Israeli operatives triggered these people to now be attacking Israel on every front. You conjured this, and then now you've got what you said was coming. You made it happen. Nick Fuentes was working for the Daily Wire and was pro-Israel. And then they tried to henpeck him and basically get him to Israel to be a Mossad operative. He figured it out. Then they fired him and then tried to get him banned everywhere. And then look what he turned into. Oh, he's got gear. He's very smart. He's got a will. He's 26. Imagine if they persecuted Nick Fuentes till he's 78. That'd be a pretty scary creature. Nick Fuentes said, I saw the clip a few days ago, he said, this is the dark InfoWars, this is the dark Alex. Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is, because I can't give up. And I'm not a Christ-like person. I'm Christ-like that I have courage, I love people, but I'm aggressive alpha male, so when I continually get tortured, that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. You're going to get this. So and what I'm trying to explain to our enemies is this. We're not like you camp followers, you know, groups of betas that want power, that get in little clubs and do passive-aggressive, sneaky, criminal, weird stuff, okay? You're going around conjuring armies of men that will destroy you. And I understand the danger of what you've conjured. So I'm saying you're really dangerous and bad and horrible, and you're sickening Satanism and weakness. And then, historically, when that rises, it conjures something that isn't very Christ-like, that smashes you. And then in the process, you've got to get in total alignment with the Emperor King that will deliver us from you. But it turns into something even worse down the road. Great job, globalists. Great job, New World Order. Great job. But because you're of your father, the devil, and hate life and love death, you have no idea what you're doing. You're just following out what you've been programmed to do as weak, fallen, degenerate, cut-off creatures. So the Democrats, the left, Hollywood, the New World Order, they're the enemy. They're the established, rotting, sickening palace of evil. And then when you go out and wage war against the countryside and invade every sector of society and come for our children, historically, it doesn't bring forth a Jesus Christ. That's a one-time deal. It brings forth a Titus who will burn you to the ground. So, that's the reality. I want the voiceover from the intro of it. That's what I want. I've asked for years. It's not a big deal. There's certain things, though, I can never have. All right. It's intro credits to Conan, guys. Okay, not the start of the movie. It's no big deal. No problem. Now, in fact, just forget it. Let's not do it. So, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. The actual quote by Lord Acton is power tends to corrupt, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so Trump believes he's doing good. He is doing a lot of good. He believes he's on a mission to save the country and the world. He's very pragmatic. He's coming from a place of good. He has extreme will. But part of him not giving a crap about the globalist, the left, means he also doesn't give a crap about what anybody else thinks. And so that's what you got now with Trump. And people like Zelensky and Netanyahu and Putin and Xi Jinping and the Ayatollah and all of them, I mean, they're all smart. And you see Netanyahu looks like a moth by flame when he's around Trump now. I mean, everybody looks like they're high as kites on power trips in those cabinet meetings. And it's because they all wanted power, and they want to be around real, not megalomania, but when someone actually is in power and control, it's not megalomania. It is the megamaniac. And they're all there just basking in the dark aura. That is not a satanic aura, but it's the bridge to it. And not the low-level gremlin Loki demon stuff. I mean the Lucifer energy of global domination. And I'm not saying Trump's the Antichrist. Far from it. I'm just saying this is a very dangerous situation. And I already wanted to come out and say that Trump has gone to another level. And I'm not saying a lower level or a higher level. I'm saying he shifted into overdrive gear. And I'm telling you, if I've been under the stress he's been under, I'd either crack up or I would turn into that. Because I can't give up. And God help the globalists is all I can say. Because the globalists are out of power now. Now it's this new thing and a new global system forming, everybody bowing down to Trump and NATO and the rest of it, groveling. And Israel right in there moving in into the power vacuum. And then again, Israel. Then the whole world gets even more jealous. And it feeds all the anti-Israel stuff to this huge confrontational climax we're going into. And this is birth pains. I don't think this is leading into Armageddon right now, but it goes in patterns. So let's go ahead and play this short clip of Trump. This is Trump with the Bahrainian. Yeah, Prime Minister, here it is.
Yeah. Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your Attorney General told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the Attorney General. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And It's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net. And so they try and do the Democrats' work. The Democrats are good for nothing other than these hoaxes. They're bad for policy. They're bad for picking candidates that can get elected. Like in New York, we have a communist running. He may get elected, too, actually, but he's going to he'll destroy the city. I call it the Epstein hoax. It takes a lot of time and effort. Instead of talking about the great achievements we've had, a great gentleman yesterday, as you know, went on CNBC, and he made the statement that Trump may go down as the greatest president of all in the United States. And instead of talking about the things we've achieved, we've had tremendous achievement. They're wasting their time with a guy who obviously had some very serious problems, who died 3-4 years ago. I'd rather talk about the success we have with the economy, the best we've ever had, and all of the things we've done, including the Middle East. I mean, you see it. Instead, they want to talk about the Epstein hoax. And the sad part is it's people that are really doing the Democrats' work. They're stupid people. Yeah, go ahead.
So Trump thinks he's got enough pull with the constituency to slap us around a little bit, and then we'll be good little boys and girls and shut up. And to me, it's not even the Epstein story now. It's this behavior that I just spent the last 30 minutes talking about. And the Democrats will take what I said out of context and, you know, say I'm attacking Trump. No, you just heard what I said, and you know it's true. And so I really mean this. Everyone should pray for Trump and pray for the Holy Spirit to be even stronger with him and to lead God and direct him and give him greater discernment and purify him and cleanse him. Because I have to say this prayer sometimes twice a day when I start, you know, turning into Lex Luthor, folks. I mean, I don't do anything corrupt or bad. I don't do dirty tricks. I don't lie. But man, could I. I mean, I could just really wreck stuff. And that's why they want me off the air, because they think, God, that guy's got a lot of pull. He can do a lot of damage. No, you guys are doing the damage. I'm trying to stop you, okay? I don't want power. I don't want to be in tuxedos at Mar-a-Lago. I don't want to be at the White House. I've already been invited. I had the White House calling me this morning. That's a whole other thing. Bunch of big, heavy hitters calling. And, you know, it's like, what do you want, Alex? How can we make you happy? And I'm like, can Trump please stop destroying himself and us with him? Well, yeah, he, you know, he does what he thinks is best. Streisand effect. Yeah, we know. Yeah, you know, don't you? You know I'm right. So Laura Trump and, you know, them need to get in there with the Don and say, listen, these people are your friends. And he's absolutely right, though. He just needs to elaborate. You know, not a 2-minute comment. When he says it's a hoax, not that Epstein was bad and did bad stuff. He said that. But the way they're presenting it, and obviously they had the file, that makes perfect sense. I don't know why I didn't. I mentioned that some, but didn't make it a cornerstone. That's absolutely central. I believe Trump. And he knows how they use these twisted stories that are 90% lies to take control of agendas and suck the oxygen out of the room and kill the recovery and the peace plan he's got. I understand that. Trump is right. Trump is correct about that. But the way he's going about it is only energizing his opposition. You think us in horror over what's going on, all the flip-flopping and 180s every few days? Or some, well, 180s yesterday. You understand, like, we understand politics, and we understand the population and populism. I mean, you understand that, right? You understand we built the platform that launched you. And yes, you're great and smart, and you know you're the great catalyst. You get the lion's share of the credit, Trump. But we're the rocket scientists and the technicians that, you know, built the damn launch pad and the gantry. And we're like, it's like with the BP Big Horizon rig. And the engineers all told the British owners and the bosses in Houston, they said, they're pumping $25 million of concrete into the hole, doing the deepest drill ever. And the executives say, we'll save hundreds of millions of dollars this week if we just don't keep putting concrete in. They said, listen, we know the pressure of the wells we've been hitting here. If you don't do that, it'll blow up. And they said, we're ordering you to do it. They said, no. They came back a day later and said, you're going to be fired. This all came out in court if you don't do it. And they said, okay, do a pressure test, and then if you give the order and send it in writing, we'll do it. And they gave the order, stopped dumping concrete, did the test, it held, stopped dumping concrete, and half a day later, it blew up. And I'm here as a political, cultural engineer with a long track record, knowing what I'm doing, and I'm like, you keep doing that, it's going to blow up, Mr. President. He says, shut up. Stop pumping mud into the hole. And it's going to blow. Deepwater Horizon. So, excellent movie. One of my favorite actors, Kurt Russell. It's off the court transcripts. It's deadly accurate. And so that's where we're at, boys and girls. All right, I'm going to come back, get into all the other news and incredible developments that have been unfolding geopolitically, the economy, the great stuff President Trump and his team are doing. And then again, the receiver has been appointed. They've sent us notices. They could be in here technically today. We think a week or two. We've survived this so many times. We're back in federal court battling it because it's totally not done properly, just outrageous. I mean, look how thick this filing is right here. And so I'm going to tell you right now, they don't own the Alex Jones store, the alexjonesstore.com. That is our sponsor. It's funded the Alex Jones backup network that I don't own, so they can't get that either. We've got another bigger studio with backers being built. That takes a lot of money. We have incredible products. I would only sell you something that works really great because I want you to get it again and again. It'd be like a restaurant that sells bad food. I want to sell you the best food, the best prices, the best service. Well, these are the best supplements. And we've got some great sales going, the Methylene Blue. We have these other great new products in that are the strongest energy healthy system out there. It's like it's scary. The Methyl Drive and the Power Plant, they go together incredibly, but individually they're amazing and super good for you. But warning, this is just like the Methylene Blue. It's next level, and it goes great with the Methylene Blue. Get it now at thealexjonesstore.com. They're 50% off together as the combo pack, or what, 30% off individually. The Power Drive, Cellular Energy Bundle, Power Plant, and Ultimate Methylene Methyl Drive. Incredible. Absolutely amazing. Supercharges Methylene Blue to a level that is beyond insane. I can't even take it. Thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Back us now. Paul Revere. We'll be right back.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the Methylene Blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or Ultimate Life Force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the Ultimate Burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the Optimal Human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated. And it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it, too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
MTG, such a wonderful, smart, courageous person, is very upset about what Trump's doing. She's put out a statement. And that's coming up next segment. He doubled down even more during the press conference. We've got more clips disavowing his constituents. I mean, this is crashing out. I mean, but it's crashing up. See, that's what happens with people that don't give up, that are under too much pressure. They turn into barbarian, berserking Vikings. And Trump's a thoroughbred Scot German. And the whole family's got incredible longevity. And I mean, he's a piece of work, man. And so he is fire breathing now. Absolutely insane. I mean, again, the issue is not Epstein list. It's Trump's behavior over it. And it's, you know, the Democrats are taking what I say and then, you know, misrepresenting it. And that's their problem. I can't sit here and comport what I say because they're going to take 30-second clips out of context and they're going to lie. I can't live by that. If people want mindless sound bites, then this is not the broadcast for you. And I'm not trying to win a popularity contest with the viewers and listeners. Though we're getting 90% support, which I never operate off of how I get support, which makes it even more frightening because I don't want Trump to fail. And it's very paradoxical, but the vast majority of even the influencers and people that have been nothing but, you know, absolute devotees to a really sycophantic level to Trump, it's not saying Trump's bad overall, but I mean, their behavior has been very sycophantic. Even the thoroughbred sycophants are like, what, why? Well, then why? Okay, if you're going to move on from it, Trump, why do you keep hitting the beehive and doing, I mean, when I said he couldn't do things worse to Streisand affect this to the next level, Streisand to the 10th power, Streisand squared, Streisand to 11, he's done it now, attacking his constituents and saying, I don't want you here, you're excommunicated. If you don't. Just shut up. And you know, what will it be next week? What will the next thing that we've got to just do whatever you say be? That's not how America operates. So I don't respond very well to being slapped around. I'm not really, you know, in the street walker category where, you know, the pimp slaps me around and puts cigarettes out on my arm. So but I'm going to be measured about it. I'm not going to let being slapped around, or the attempt to, make me overreact to this. I'm just going to coldly say, this is a disaster. This is an unholy fiasco. And then stuff out of the DOJ saying, we don't care if federal court ruled, and it's a class action suit, and the FDA agrees with it, and HHS. yeah, we're not going to take fluoride out because the U.S. Chemical Council wants to keep dumping deadly poison in the water. And then I see, you know, some Trump supporters going, how do you know this is true? Jones just said it. I'll only show you the damn ruling. It's in the news. You think I'm happy about that? And then it's more. Still, overall, Trump's doing good, but it was 98%. Then it was 95%. Now it's 90%. And it's moving the wrong direction quickly. And I am simply saying, please pray for President Trump. Please pray that God touch his heart and whatever demonic force is influencing him to be self-destructive, in the name of Jesus, that spirit of Satan be bound, and that spirit get behind Trump. Get out of his way, Satan!
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Between the time when the oceans drank Atlantis and the rise of the sons of Arius, there was an age undreamed of. And on to this, Conan, destined to bear the jeweled crown of Aquilonia upon a troubled brow. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
Incredible pressure forged in the fires of the globalist attacks on him, his family, and our nation. And now he is a dangerous weapon forged in spiritual cultural war. But you have to understand now that his angry outbursts at his constituency and the bizarre, reckless flip-flopping of the last 10 days is beyond dangerous. And it's total blood in the water for the sharks. And those of us predicting and showing and predicting with precision the unfolding train wreck and fiasco are not the bad people. But, again, I don't even say that in a defense of myself from our listeners, because 90-plus percent agree with us, which is even more horrifying. You're like, well, wait, people agreeing with you is good, right? Yeah, I don't want to be right that this is really freaking people out. I mean, yesterday, yeah, Bondi's going to release the stuff now. We're going to have a special counsel come up through a surrogate. And then hours later, nah, you're crazy if you talk about it. It's all a hoax. And we're like, boy, that's not good. That's really bad. And then I played a clip earlier from the press conference where he says these are dumb people, my former constituents. And so there's two more clips. Trump on whether he is disavowing past supporters who are pushing transparency over the Epstein files. I lost a lot of faith in certain people because they got duped by the Democrats. Just in, President Trump says Pam Bondi can release any credible documents from the Epstein files. Okay, so there's nothing there, but she can release it. Okay, just leave it at that then. Yeah, whatever's credible, she can release. He's dead, he's gone. Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook, no different than Russia, 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 the other hoaxes. And they did control the file, and I agree with that. I do not agree with the bizarre, crazy, destructive handling of this. MTG has weighed in big time. She's a woman of credibility and a good person, just like you are. I mean, I know the majority of you are just completely freaked out by this. Their new scam, he wrote on Truth Social, is what will we forever call the Jeffrey Epstein hoax. And my past supporters have bought into this BS hook, line, and sinker. No, we didn't. Trump sees headlines about me. It's mainly me. Alex Jones turns on Trump. Alex Jones divorces Trump. Alex Jones hates Trump. Well, you should know not to believe CNN, Trump. No. What I've been saying is chronicling all of this. And I got a lot of other stuff we need to hit. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open the phones up. Get Harmon in there. Fire up the telephones. We should be talking to listeners about this. We're talking about not just the Epstein case and that and the Mossad and the CIA. We already know all that. You're welcome to talk about it. No. What do you make of all the flip-flopping and 180s and bizarre behavior the last 10, 11 days? And how do we extricate Trump from this? How do we deal with this? I mean, I really want your opinion. I get a lot of great ideas from calls, and I read the comments on X. That's why I ask questions on X. I don't just do it to get engagement. I'm sitting there reading it because I feed off of that. And I can only just tell you what I think here. That's why it's long-winded, is because, I mean, I just can't quit thinking about this. I went to bed about, 11 o'clock last night, woke up at 3 over this, couldn't go back to sleep. Because of, his statements. Oh, yeah, Bonnie will release whatever, that's fine. Okay, great. And by the way, if anybody that asks questions, you're evil and bad, in the same day. And I'm just like, what? Like, again, you couldn't come up with a way to blow this up bigger. Like I said on Sunday, I did a report, and I said, now listen, Trump, I'm not trying to tell you how to cover stuff up or anything. I mean, seriously. But if you want people to stop talking about it, stop talking about it. And you don't do that by telling people there's nothing there and that they shouldn't talk about it. No, 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 no. That's the opposite of not talking about it. Telling people to not talk about something, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, is the opposite of not talking about something. I just have a problem here with the illogical thing that's happening. I mean, we know the Democrats destroyed all the real meat and potatoes. We know, obviously, they were going to stick a bunch of time bombs and disinfo and probably AI stuff and, you know, child porn other people made. I mean, that's probably all true what Bondi's saying. I mean, what do you think the Comeys are going to leave in New York and then drop a dime on themselves? Oh, we've got stuff hidden here. Please don't get it. Please, no, we're not going to give it to you. And they come back and tell Trump, this is what's in it, sir. And he goes, what? That's not true. And then suddenly, Elon leaves and says Trump's in there. Doesn't say doing something bad, but he's in there. And then Trump's like, it's a hoax, it's a lie. And he's pissed off because they've set him up again, like the Ukraine gate, the Russia gate, the E. Jean Carroll. Now, he said, I'm innocent, I never met this woman. $18 million judgment. Or whatever it was, look it up. I think the first one was like $8 million or something. And the next was like 75. Look up the E. Jean Carroll judgments. And they said, you're found civilly liable, not for ever assaulting her, but for saying you never met her and she's a liar. For saying he's innocent. You think Trump's a little pissed off having to sit through two trials of that with that crazy Catwoman in there? Who wore a dress on Vogue and said, this is what he raped me in or grabbed me in. And then it turned out they had never sold that dress for 2.5 years later. $83 million. But the first one was like, what was it? $8 million? I forget. Let's just see if my memory serves. See, I said 70 something. I can't remember all this crap. So I can see his body language. I've been through some similar things. And I still love Trump. But I kept asking who's giving him this horrible advice. It's him. I said it last Monday, first to say it. It's Trump behind all this, and he admits it. All you people that said, oh, you're attacking Trump, it's Bondi. You're wrong again, I'm right again. And it's not about, oh, I'm smart. It's about start having some respect out there, dipshits. I don't mean our general audience, but people out there, you know who you are. I'm trying to stop nuclear war. I'm trying to stabilize the currency just like Trump is. I'm fighting hard for my future and your future collectively. Have a little bit of respect when somebody's got a track record of 98%. Bunch of Johnny-come-latelys came and find their ass with both hands, don't know anything. You get 4 phone calls from the White House this morning? No, I don't think you did. You want Steve Bannon's show tomorrow? No, I don't think you did. You pick the phone up and call Joe Rogan right now or Tucker Carlson? No, I don't think you can. Can I get on the phone and get Trump on the phone by tonight? Yeah, I can. Could I get invited to the White House in Mar-a-Lago in the last 6 months? Yeah. Did I go? No. Not because I'm too cool. It's not my bag, man. I'm the wizard off in the wilderness. Always staying away from the glitz and the glamour. I'm in my cave. And I come out of my cave when the sun rises in the morning and walk through the forest. And I come out of my cave at night when the stars are shining bright. And I think about the world and the universe and how things operate and envision the way through this tumultuous, dangerous storm we're in. You don't see Merlin in the archetype of King Arthur hanging out at the parties at the feast in the throne room. You just see a glimmer of Merlin, and then the sword and the lake and the lady of the lake and the sword appears. And then the king takes the sword. See, I'm about the precursor to the future movement. Bringing in the resistance, bringing in the global resistance, bringing in the Great Awakening. And my time is not done yet. But I will recede into mystery, into the mist of time when my work is complete, but not yet. And again, that's an archetype. We're all different archetypes. There's the jester, and there's the king, and there's the magician, and there's the maiden, and there's the Huntsman. We all wear different caps at different times. But no, this broadcast is the chronicler. I alone can tell you the days of great adventure. And you're definitely living in the days of great adventure right now, aren't you? And even now, right at this key point, our enemies, like in the third Matrix, are drilling into Zion. Literally, there's like rocks falling out. Robots are starting to spill in. But that's okay, because they've got to attack the city. They've got to attack the beacon. And in that, it only brings more people. And if they strike me down, strike this idea down, we will simply become more powerful than they can possibly imagine. Yes, the globalists are masters of evil. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master. Only a master of evil. That's all. Yes, you're masters of evil. Wow, I'm very impressed. Yeah, right. Yeah. You know nothing about evil, or you wouldn't be at its feet worshiping it. You fools. You cannot wield real evil. You're a joke. You're a hoax. You're a fraud. You're a counterfeit. You're losers. And you know you're losers, globalists, so that's why you want to claw all of us into hell with you. And now you have beaten Trump upside the head with hammers over hot coals so long. You have created the new thing we've got. And take a good look at it, because it's your doom. But that's your boss's goal in the end, is claw us all into hell with you. But see, you guys don't ever really consciously think about that. That's why it's important for me to not just talk to the general public of hardworking, good, God-fearing, loving people, but I'm here to let the bad guys know how the cow ate the cabbage. And I'm here to say the things about the Trump administration that everybody else around him is too scared to say, or too sycophantic. But they're not, there's not a lot of sycophant stuff going on. No, this isn't like the first administration. A lot of people are scared. Oh, yeah, they're scared. Because of where the world is right now and how much danger we're all in and the crossroads we're at. And the fact that we got a new and improved Trump. Oh, he's got more energy. Oh, he's more focused. Oh, he's a lot meaner. You think what you're seeing on TV is what's really going on? No. No, old Trumpy's something else behind the scenes when they're having serious meetings. Oh, he's real nice at dinner with Joe Rogan last week. But not in the war room. It's a new 2.0. Basically has laser beams shooting out of his eyes now. It is dark Trump. We now have dark Trump. Oh, they always said he was dark. He wasn't dark. Big old sweetie pie, really. But they got him now. And that's what happens when you mess with people too long who aren't quitters. You create something extremely, extremely, extremely dangerous when it's in the most powerful position in the world. But it's better than you guys being in control. And if we're going to be judged by the leaders God has seen fit to keep alive and put in power, then so be it. But I just want all of Trump's enemies to know something. you have lost 100%. And those of you that aren't completely demonically possessed need to back off of Trump. You know, that's really my message to the Democrats, the globalists, the Soroses, the Iranians, the Chi-Coms. And the Russians have already done this. They're being pretty hands-off, but they're not being pushed around. Is leave Trump alone and back off. And a lot of establishments have already done it. They understand this is serious stuff, okay? And the political realignment, the perfect storm, the planets aligning, just all of it is, and then the mindset Trump's in, it's not good. And, you know, if you think seeing him do reckless stuff like freaking out about the Epstein list, because he knows they put a bunch of BS in there, and the way he's handled it, we don't want him to start handling other stuff really bad. Because he's not going to get unpopular, and he's not going to be out of power for another 3.5 years, and he's doing a lot of great work, and I already had decided to move off of this story and then just cover it when news was here or there when I had a responsibility to, because I don't like being sucked into the leftist media misrepresented, but I still got to tell the truth, so I'm engaging, you know. Whether I'm doing more harm than good by talking about this a lot, not because I'm doing anything bad, but how they take it out of context. And at the end of the day, I just can't operate. Whereas, you know, I just can't tell the truth because they're going to twist it. That's their fault. Justice be done by the heavens fall. But I've had the serious intention to move on to other things. And then Trump just continues to flip-flop and 180 on a daily basis and bleed out politically. I don't mean like dying. I mean, it's like chumming the water. And I just had to tell you what's going on with Trump. So I've said it. I'm going to move on. I got a few more clips of him and some other things, and then I'm going to take calls on it. But I'm going to move on myself, interspersed with a bunch of other news. Israel attacking Syria following religious persecution of Druze. We've got 7% of Spaniards want mass deportations, including most in the Socialist Party, but the globalists won't let it happen. Same thing in Germany. We've got D.C. looks like a third world hellhole. Texas congressman, it is. And we've got the letter released by the FBI now of the guy that says he works for Walls and was going around to kill everybody to blame it on Republicans. Of course, I got blamed immediately along with Trump. Hour after it happens. Oh, I'm his roommate. He loves Trump and Alex Jones. 3 days before, I said, maybe they'll kill a bunch of Democrats and blame Trump and me. Happens 3 days later. Yeah, look. They don't like Trump. They don't like me. Anybody they don't like is good. But the fact that Tucker and MTG and myself and everybody are really freaked out, it's because we see this and we see Trump doing things that logically make no sense. I'm going to take your calls on this issue and what you think we should do, why you think Trump's doing this, where you think this is going. Should I cover it more? Should I cover it less? I don't even want to cover it. It's like watching your house burn down. You know, you wake up, there's smoke, you get out of the house, it's burning, the fire department pulls up, you watch your house collapse. I never had that happen to me, but it happened to our neighbor's house. I remember coming out when I was a little kid in, like, you know, my nightshirt and underwear. And it was the winter. And then just watching their house cave in and watching the family next door and just seeing embers go over to our house and the fire department shooting water on our roof and having the neighbors come and stay with us a couple days. But that's what I just can't quit looking. It's like, oh. I mean, Trump right now is like a mansion that's got 5 or 6 wings, and one wing is engulfed in flames right now. And I'm like, fire trucks, get in there, put it out. And Trump's running around with gasoline cans up and down the hallways about to light the whole thing on fire. I mean, that's what I see. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. We'll be right back with your phone calls on MTG, on Trump, and more. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species. It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on thealexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine, it's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So you go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Tell you from all the research I have, all my understanding, exactly what's happening with Trump, and then I'm going to go to some major news from John Solomon, who's a very respected, dead-on guy who interviewed Trump yesterday privately and said Trump is going to appoint a special counsel. We, of course, broke that news yesterday, but it's confirmed when Solomon says it. He met with Trump yesterday, privately at length. Great investigative journalist. He told Steve Bannon that today. So that's good. But it's oxymoronic or counterintuitive to then have Trump berate his constituency and say, stop talking about it. No, come out and explain they've had the file. Explain that the Democrats, it's a setup. I believe that. That's all they ever do. Would they not only put stuff in there that would hurt Trump or his supporters or his orbit? That's all they do. So that makes perfect sense. So now he's totally pissed. He wasn't before about the Epstein thing. Of course that's what they did. Why didn't we think of that? I'm like, well, they'll get rid of any evidence about themselves, but they'd obviously, with reports or witnesses or made up Jane Doe's, say whatever they wanted. I've been saying that over the weekend, and now Trump is intensely saying it. So then why berate your constituents? I'll get to that in a moment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour, I'll get into it. We've survived so many times the deep state's attempts to shut us down, and they have egg all over their faces. I noticed almost 2 weeks ago when they got the state court that ran the rigged trial in Austin, the literal Soros judge, they run for office here. He totally financed her. To appoint another receiver, and the last receiver committed suicide a few months ago, but the federal court was blocking him because the court case was still in federal court. So this is major news. The Sandy Hook Democrat Party people, call them the families, they're just the placeholders for these Democrats openly, Bloomberg and the rest of them, Obama, Hillary, it's all come out, FBI operation, CIA operation, it's in court now, admitted. They abandoned their claims. They're hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of million, billions. They just abandoned them. That just happened yesterday. So I get here, and my lawyer didn't even call me. He's just here this morning. We met over there for an hour. And he said, yeah, this is wild. So, because they know I never had a bunch of money. They already knew that. They had all the court had four different investigative groups come in and had the IRS audit me and all the rest of it. And the IRS goes, yeah, you're owed $4.3 million for the last 5 years. You overpaid. But I was in bankruptcy, so it went to them. And that was the big chunk of money they got. And then I had a little 127-acre emergency retreat outside Austin. And they got that. And that was it. And like $100,000 of guns and $50,000 of watches and a Ford Excursion that was like 8 years old. Oh, wow, this is a lot of stuff. And so they've dropped. But notice, you don't see that in the news. Did you know why they dropped it? Because that would have kept it in federal court, where the judge is still trying to get somebody to buy the company, but they won't let them do it through the Justice Department. They block it while they run around saying, I'm hiding money that they know I don't have. And now they're in state court saying, we want money, we want the equipment, and we're suing his wife and his parents, saying they have hidden money, which they've already been audited by outside firms and spent millions defending themselves and were cleared and thought they signed an agreement that my lawyers told my parents' lawyers, you're not fully released here. This was in January. I told my dad and mom, and they said, look, they know we don't have any money. They know we've spent millions fighting this. They know the house is double mortgaged. They know. They wouldn't do that to us. And my lawyers said, we can't talk to your parents, but you got to talk to them. They said, there's a proviso here. They can still sue you. And they did again to put them on the street. And my dad had a car wreck 3 or 4 months ago. He hadn't been to the doctor in years and major cardiac issues. One of the two arteries to his brainstem is closed. That's why he's been off and on. Like, he'll be super smart and like doesn't even know who he is, falls down all the time. We tried to get him a neurologist and all the rest of it, but he wouldn't do it. And now he's had all the tests and been dozens of tests. And all the CAT scans and the, you know, the radioactive iodine in his arteries and scan it all. And, you know, he's just, I mean, it's like they can't even operate on the brainstem, obviously. And through his lawyers, they already knew this. And they're like, yeah, we're going to sue him now. I mean, that's like, you know, a gazelle with a broken leg and the lions just boom. And these are really nice people. These are quality people. So, and in their thing, they don't want me to even have money for attorney's fees so I can defend myself. And they just want to sue and harass and put me on the street. Well, that's what this is. And they want to close these doors. So all the embarrassments, their fake auction they got caught in, and all of it can look legitimate now. Of course that's not going to happen. Everywhere I go on the street, all over the country, people are like, oh, that was a scam. The whole thing was a fraud. Show trial. You know, people, I mean, like 90% see through them now. Used to be like 50-50. So it's going to be a giant fiasco. It's total harassment. And that's fine. And my dad's having these surgeries in late August. And and they just don't care. It's funny. And they hired PI groups out of Dubai to try to infiltrate us. And we knew they were doing it, so we surveilled them back. We got all that. We got bunch of other stuff they did that we haven't released yet, and a bunch of other huge news that I was going to release last week, and I just got busy and didn't because I couldn't see spending airtime on it. But I shot a report last Monday, and then just all this Trump stuff, I never released it, and now more's happened. So in the fourth hour, the report's 30 minutes long, I'll tell you exactly what's going on, and then I'll give you that big, huge news. Where not only did the Justice Department give grants to the people suing me, they didn't just admit they coordinated it all. They gave the money to these tax-free foundations for gun control with the families they're suing me running it, who pay themselves huge salaries on top of the 70-something million from Remington and all the rest of it, the hundreds of millions they raised off my name, they admit, while they say I raise money off them, total lie. And then when they get the grant money, a week later, Koskov and Koskov puts in its billing of the exact amount, and then they're paid that. They have a name for that. It's called, well, let's just say it appears to be classical money laundering. And then we've got a, that's more like an ace of diamonds. We got an ace of spades. We got something even worse. Cut and dry. And then I've had some interesting phone calls and contacts from people. Very close to the case. So, it's time to play those cards. And so, I just literally cannot spend the time on myself. I get here this morning. My lawyer's like, you weren't answering my text. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm focused on Trump. Well, I'm here. You need to come in here. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, you're not very freaked out. I'm like, look, God's in control here. And is this information not devastating? No, it's never anything like it. It's totally devastating. I'm like, then just whatever. I appreciate you being so concerned. At least I got lawyers now that actually care and are competent and have courage. But here's what I'm going to say. I need your support. I don't own the Alex Jones store. So a sponsor does. It's fun to the Alex Jones network that I don't own either. They can't shut that down, though they'll try. And it doesn't even matter. There's a whole new network and a new system being built that I have nothing to do with. I'll just work for. So it's like I always, you know, got backups and then backups. And I can always just, boom, you know, get on an airplane instantly, huge studios, offers all over the place, whatever I want. But my family's here. I got to take care of my parents, so I can't, you know, move to Florida. But it's all waiting. They're not going to stop anything. But they don't stop. They're like zombie forces. They just don't have brains. They just attack, attack, attack. That's actually their strength. But this will backfire on all of them. But I need your support. When I tell you that I maxed out, I am. So go now to the AlexJonesStore.com. There's only 5,000 of these. It's $79. They sell this dagger in stores for $100 all day long. How do we sell it for 70-something engraved with my signature in 1776? Because we bought 5,000 of them. And engraved in Arkansas, badass hard rubber, olive green handle, black tactical blade, stainless steel, razor sharp, battle dagger, incredible high-tech sheath that, look, clips into, just snaps into. So easy access, but look at this. Doesn't come out. This. We've had some other great daggers, but this is as good as it gets. 6-inch blade. Absolutely amazing. It'll defend you and your family, and it defends freedom when you fund this operation. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Can't do it without you. And then we also have the new sale going for the methyl drive and the power plant that go together, and it would take an hour or more to get into each one of them and all the known super ingredients. Now it goes with methylene blue insanely. You take one of these, it gives you incredible clarity, focus, energy, and it's stronger than turbo force. That's saying a lot. You take two together, I can't even take it. This is insane. So be careful when you get it, because it's not a joke. And that sale for 50% off is the combo, the power drive combo, power plant, methyl drive combo, 50% off, limited time, the AlexJonesStore.com. But whatever you do, say a prayer for the broadcast. Whatever you do, spread the word, share the article, share the videos. And, you know, if they come in this weekend with the sheriff's department or next week, whatever, just go to Real Alex Jones on X. They'll try to take that. They already have. But you'll see all the new websites and new things and new stuff announced there. And that itself is just a emergency backup system, podcasting studio, broadcast system, all that, satellite uplinks, everything, encoders, all the stuff. But there's a whole nother system being built that's as nice as this or nicer that I have nothing to do with other than I'm going to be the news director. And we'll sit back and be on the air 24 hours a day within a year. But we're already ratcheting up here. So in the face of these attacks, you notice I did, you know, a couple hours last night. And I'm going to start doing that basically every day. And I'm doing more interviews. I mean, I turned most of them down. I'm like, yeah, let's take all those. I'll take all those interviews. Because if their goal is to get me off the air, well, you get the opposite when you try to intimidate and bully and terrorize and stalk and harass me. I'm talking about the globalists that always hide behind the families. You're just saying the families. No, you, Paul Weiss Law Firm, already sanctioned by Trump, already admitted to criminal activity. All of you, you know, it's you. You know who you are. And I pray to God that justice come upon you. And I don't call for any violence. It's not a veiled threat. No. Vengeance belongs to God. I pray to God. That all of these people trying to destroy me and my family, that God show his face to them and move their heart to turn from their evil ways. You know, I said that prayer a couple days before the last receiver committed suicide, and I didn't pray for God to hurt him. I just remember saying a prayer because, you know, he was going to try to come into my life and do all these things to me and all the rest of it, and I just sat there and prayed one morning. I felt, you know, I used to pray for like a minute or two. I prayed for about almost an hour. Got on my knees, laid face down. Just felt driven to do that when I get really there in the dark, about 4 or 5 a.m. And I just prayed for my family. I prayed for the country, I prayed for the world. But also just said a prayer. I said, God, please move. to the heart of this person. You know, they know they've turned down all this money. They know they're just a tool to harass me. That's not what the law is really about. They know it's all a fraud. Please, God, move on his heart with the Holy Spirit. And I had no idea, and it maybe it's just coincidence, I'm sure, that he killed himself 3 days later. Wow. The Lord works in mysterious ways. I don't know. But they normally publish it all when they do this to me, you know. New stories all the time. He'll be shut down. We're coming. This time they're like, woo, real quiet. No coverage. I mean, you think it'd be news. They dropped their hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and millions of dollars of claims yesterday. Or actually, no, Monday. We didn't learn until yesterday. So they dropped their claims. Normally Bloomberg in an hour watches the filings. I mean, normally the slightest thing, a mouse farts in my case, Bloomberg front page. Zero coverage, crickets, because if the federal judge slaps them down, they don't want to be embarrassed again. But the difference is, and I'm not going to get into it all, the way they filed it and what they're doing is very aggressive. And long story short, this stuff's all on appeal. You've seen the mainstream, even Bloomberg said, looks like Jones is going to win the Texas appeal. The Court of Appeals signaled that. They're all Democrats. Imagine what's just all Republicans. The judges were like, what? You found him civilly liable for stuff that wasn't even before the jury 2 weeks after the jury verdict? When he was already found guilty by the judge? What? One thing with the judge to find him guilty of a show trial, but it's another thing to then 2 weeks later find him guilty of elder abuse to tack on $40-something million? Okay. And the lawyer goes, well, I don't care what you do, because we got the Connecticut ruling, going to shut him down, and starts laughing at them. And then he runs out of the courtroom laughing down the hall like a witch or something. Even Bloomberg reported he was taunting me and laughing, just runs down. And I'm just like, it's literal demonic manifestation. He's up there in front of the judge going, doesn't matter what you do. We've got the Connecticut judgment and we're going to get him. And he's like wiggling back and forth in the chair or standing up. The dais and the judges are all, okay, hearing over. They all got up. I mean, imagine that. And now, they dropped their claims because we were keeping it in federal court trying to even get them money, which we knew they'd never take. And I even offered them $75 million, and I've never made that much in my life. But I told my lawyers, they said, yeah, they'll do it for $75 million at a mediation almost 2 years ago in Fort Worth. And I said, now watch, they're going to come back and say they want me to have a conference with them and control my speech. They go, how do you know that? I go, they've done it before. And they came out and go, yeah, that's what they just said. I said, yeah. And they go, well, okay, you can still have your free speech. We want $90 million. And I said, I could never make that in 10 years. No. But I told my lawyers, I said, it doesn't matter. This is all a big game. And they go, how do you know that? I said, I've already had this happen in Connecticut in a conference with them. Call Norm Pattis, he'll tell you. They called him, he said, yeah, it happened. And then I said, plus, before I got sued, up the chain, you know, above them, I went to D.C. and met with, you know, kingpins and their lawyers, and they said, we're going to do all this to you unless you come work for us. And I said, sorry, I can't do that. Soul's not for sale. So it's like they keep thinking, like, if they torture me or attack my family or, you know, do all this, then I'm going to go away and I'm going to shut up. But that's not how this works, ladies and gentlemen. Because, I mean, I can't back down. I can't be bought. I can't be intimidated. It just, it's not even courage. I can't do it. That was always my problem when some bigger bully started a fight with me. Sixth grade, they had kids that had flunked 3 grades, had mustaches. I went to private Christian school before. They put me in public school, sixth grade, nice little kid. Here comes the bully, knocks me on the ground, sits on me, starts punching me in the face, and I just black out, get up, smash their head in the ground. They'd be in an ambulance. Then their other buddies would attack me. By the time a sixth grader put 3 or 4 kids in the hospital at the end of the year, the coaches are calling me and going, man, son, what, where, do you have a killer instinct? Who taught you this stuff? What's going on? And then I had to fight their brothers after that and everything else. By the time I was 15, I was having to fight their convict 25-year-old brothers when they got out of jail because I put their little brother in a coma who was a state wrestling champion who for no reason did a pile driver on me, so I broke his trachea. I'm sorry. I just can't take it. And you attack me, I black out. And that's what happened with Trump. He's blacked out, folks. He's like a light bulb going on and off. When it goes on, it's even brighter, but then it goes dim. It's going vzz, vzz, and you did that to him. Because he doesn't quit. He's like me. He's like a lot of other people. And that's where we are. All right, look, I had Kirk Elliott coming on, but I got callers. I don't want to be rude to Kirk, but I can't make the callers wait. This is a big day anyways. I want to get him on about the economy and everything else. Just see if he can move to 1:30. I can do 30 minutes with him, and I'll go back to calls in the fourth hour. Plus, I got to cover the Sandy Hook stuff. I already said it, but I need to show you all the documents. I can't just talk about it. I got to show you. This is a special broadcast. This show in general, our guest, everything we've done, this crew. I'm so thankful, the crew. I couldn't do any of this without them. They're just amazing. I don't have words to describe what they put up with. This is a war zone. This is a real deal. But it's also a great opportunity to be on the leading edge of Renaissance and true resistance. So it's been a blessing, I think, overall for everybody, but though hard, in the black hole that is InfoWars, in, through, and beyond. Oh, they know they've taken that one step beyond. And I'm just so blessed for the audience of activists, because you're not an audience. You're men and women in the arena. And I'm so thankful to my family, but of course, God's number one. And, you know, I know Trump's a good man, and he's tired of being pushed around. He's tired of being set up. They got the Epstein files they had hidden over there. It was a time bomb. It was a setup. It's totally true. We know it's true. It's true. And now his response to it is he's done putting up with it, and instead of attacking the Democrats, he's attacking his constituents, which is extremely stupid. But I understand he's blacked out. I don't mean literally, but he's, you know. Now, people started saying that about 6-8 months ago, even last year. They say, you know, Trump doesn't give a F. And it's true. And I'm not as far along as he is, but I guarantee if I was 78 with her, he would, I'd be worse, or I'd probably break. Just, you know, I wouldn't break and roll over. I'd probably have a heart attack or something. So Trump did save God. God did save Trump for a purpose. And God moves me to say we should pray for Trump. Talk about the things that are wrong. Talk about our concerns, but from a loving position, and realize that we are blessed to have Trump instead of the Democrats. And America would be in a total depression and total collapse if we didn't get Trump in there. And it's a great victory against the deep state, a great populist victory, having other victories around the world. So I'm very thankful overall. And I'm going to continue to call it like I see it. But at the end of the day, I've analyzed what's going on with Trump. And he believes he's in the right, and overall he is. And he's very indignant, and he's very pissed off. And the corporate media is acting like we've had a divorce or anything. Well, we had to have been married to actually be divorced. No, we're not having a divorce. We're just simply having a family argument about what needs to be done. But at the end of the day, Trump's the captain. He's in charge. He's going to do what he's going to do. We'll be right back with your phone calls.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because, yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Our medical grade USP Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Diatribe about the persecution of InfoWars. This is emblematic of what these people do to everybody. What they want to do to you, they got to get through me to get to you. And Trump is overall standing up against the globalists for us. That's why it's so paradoxical. Because I morally have a responsibility when we're being gaslit to say this is BS, so do you. And you overwhelmingly are on the same page with me. But I really thought about it a lot. And I'm only going to budget after today 30 minutes a day on this scandal, and it's going to be huge, and it's going to get horrible, but I'm going to cover the good stuff happening and the other things that are dangerous and the things we can do. I am, after today, unless I do a special show here and there, I am not going to sit here and harp on this. And it's not because Trump said stop covering it. That makes everybody cover it more, which is insane. So I'm not doing it so that I'm not excommunicated. I'm doing it because I've really thought about it, and I think it's the right thing to do to not make it the only central issue. Trump is right about that. He seems to be more articulate about that. And of course it's true they had control of the file. Of course they'd only put BS in there. People always act like government files are like come out of Jesus' mouth or something. They're the worst stuff out there. The Warren Commission, I mean, the 9/11 Commission. I mean, Comprende? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So Jay, Paul, Willie, Mike, Eben, Larry, Robbie, Matthew, Uriah, and others. We're going to take your calls. There's a bunch of clips of Trump getting all angry again. And the good news, John Solomon saying he is going to appoint a special prosecutor. Trump told him that. We broke that, by the way. I told you I called Justice Department sources, and they said, no, he says he's doing it, and we're looking for it. It's going to be right now. So that's coming up. Also, I have a correction to make, and I'll do that later in the hour. We make mistakes. We want to own up to it. That was part of the calls I got. Trump land today on my comments on Sergio Gore. And Raiklin now has retracted what he was saying. He's a good guy overall, so am I. We're just trying to make some reason out of the bad stuff we see and saying, okay, well, is it Sergio Gore? But I mean, General Flynn says he's the best. MTG called me. He's the best. Those people are the best. I mean, I don't just look at what they do. I can pick their spirit up. I mean, and then I got some other calls, people I know very, very well, high up in the Trump administration, and they said this is all BS. And then I was given all the information that none of it's true and that it's carefully planted deep state disinformation. And I'll take it from Flynn and I'll take it from MTG. So, I mean, that was enough, but I got filled in. I can't tell you some of what I was told by some other folks, but the plot thickens, as they say. And there's something rotten in the state of Denmark, but it's not Sergey Gore. So I don't really want to apologize for what me and Ivan Reichland said here, because we didn't really say he is the devil. I said it looks like he's a menace, so I apologize for that. It was too much, and it was wrong. When I'm wrong, I am the first to admit it, and I am wrong. He's pissed off a lot of people. some people that aren't in the Doge orbit also had been critical of him and some things that went on. And so I was pissed off about that because I didn't want to get Elon driven out of the dream team. But then I got given information about the NASA guy that Elon recommended that I did not know that is not known. And I cannot tell you what it is, but it comes directly from very high-level people. So I understand now. So that's kind of the retraction right there. But that's not enough of a retraction. So I'll spend at least 5 minutes later in the broadcast. And they were like, why don't you take down your interview with Raiklin? And I said, you know about the Streisand effect with Trump right now. And they go, oh, you're right. Yeah, you probably should. And I'm like, yeah, just I'll do the retraction. I'll post it under the deal. And, you know, what Sergey Gore's done speaks for itself. And I'm wrong. And so that's fine. I love to be wrong. So I'm rarely wrong. When I'm wrong, though, I'll tell you. 60 seconds. Take your calls. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to the alexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You did inform him that they're thinking about appointing a special counsel on this to take over this entire investigation.
Yeah, and he said, I think it's a good approach. Let's just do it. Let's get the trust of the American people. Let's get accountability, and then let's focus on the things that matter.
So he is he's on board with the situation of getting a special prosecutor and having the Epstein situation put into that, so that can be formally looked
anything
at.
Anything legitimate that should be looked at.
And really in a criminal context.
And he volunteered it, by the way, Steve. I ask about the special, he immediately volunteers and then I follow up on it, but he immediately brings up Epstein. Like, just throw that in. Let's get it all answered. I got nothing to hide. I want truth and I want prosecutions and I just want the justice system to take care of what needs to be taken care of. It was really a remarkable moment.
Yeah, yesterday morning when I talked to the Justice Department high-level people, and they said, no, Trump says he wants a special counsel. He's told us get one that's independent to investigate the whole fiasco, its handling, the whole thing, and release it to Congress and the public quickly. And I said, boy, I'm going to sleep good tonight. Trump is now not throwing a temper tantrum over the Democrats obviously having control of the file and being able to only leave in there doctored information they want. That's what they always do. Past behavior is the most indicative thing for future behavior. People are like, no, that's a Trump cover-up. No, they did have control of the file. That makes perfect sense. And that's why he's so pissed. So then stop beating up your constituents about the 180 and elaborate on it. Instead of, if you talk about this, I'm going to excommunicate you. Well, you're not the Pope, bro. I mean, you're not speaking from the throne ex cathedra. And plus, I'm not a Catholic. So, I think of Catholics, it's just, give me a break. Anyone who disagrees with anything I say is banished. And I'm not saying Trump land is a cult. The Democrats are the cult of hating reason and logic and common sense. But when Trump starts behaving like that, it starts getting into cult territory. And I bet since I talked in the first hour and said I'm not in this cult, if that's what it's turning into, I bet there's already news articles about it. But I went on to say Trump is not a cult yet, But behavior like this starts going down that road. But I guarantee you, if it's not out now, it'll be out in the next hour. And it'll be Jones says he's left the Trump cult. Nope, never was in the cult. Not saying it's a cult, but this is starting to become cult-like language. Watch, it'll be those exact headlines. I just know how they operate. Because it's formulaic. These people are followers. These globalists are repeaters. They're minions. They have boilerplates. It's like TV dinners. There's only like 8 or 9 different things you can get. You got the turkey and gravy, the roast beef and gravy. You got the chicken tortellini. You've got the meatloaf. I mean, this is not a, I know a globalist thing when I see it. I know a talking point. It's not like going to grandma's and every dinner's different. And so that's their fault. They think I've got enough pull to turn people against Trump by misrepresenting what I've said. I'm trying to save Trump. All right, let me hit a few more of these clips from one of your calls. Multiple times this press conference from the Prime Minister of Bahrain, Trump says Pam Bondi can release any credible documents from the Epstein case. That's good. And he goes on to say, I lost a lot of faith in certain people because they got duped by the Democrats. No, you guys did a 180 and then a 180 and a 180 and then a 180 in the last 10 days. And it's bizarre and it's the worst way to handle this. But I get it. Trump doesn't give a fuck. And so he doesn't care how it looks. Maybe that is the 10D chest that he, I mean, let me tell you, world leaders are scared of him. Because we've had nothing but politicians for 40 years that were controlled by globalists. We got a real president who's in charge. And that means when he makes mistakes, it's a big deal. When he makes good decisions, it's a big deal. I mean, that scares the whole globalist system. So I'm really happy about that. Man, I need Trump to succeed. His enemies are my enemies. But I don't claim to be Trump's consigliere, but I am kind of a consigliere to the public that respects what I say, and my record stands on its own, and I'm not going to sit there and give bad counsel to the public or Trump or anybody else. I will not do it. I can't do it. And again, I'm going to explain something to people, and I'm going to go to your calls. Integrity, in my experience, is not something you have. It's something you are. To me, courage is not, it's not this thing you have courage. You are courage. It's not like I go, oh, I've got courage. No, it's that I have a mission and I'm going to execute it and I wish I had fear. Because I had fear till I was about 10 or 11 years old. You know, I'd hear trees on the windows, you know, in a thunderstorm at 2 a.m. after I'd watched The Thing, you know, across the street with, you know, the cool 16-year-old girl. And I'm waking up and the Labrador Retriever that was like 5, 6 years old that I loved sleeping at the end of the bed. And in the movie, the dogs, you know, are really the thing. And I'm like, is Max going to have tentacles shoot out of him? You know, that's like 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah, I was about 10, actually. She was literally babysitting me. I wasn't doing anything with her till later. I was about 13 then. But the point is that I'm literally looking at the dog thinking it's about to shoot tentacles out on me. And I remember, like, a few months just getting over that. And like the cat would be walking by and I was like, is the cat gonna, you know, I remember like those bizarre, you know, crazy thoughts as a kid. That movie really got to me. Now I watch it. It's hilarious. You know, the head, the spider thing comes out. But that's about the last time I was afraid when I'm looking at the Labrador Retriever going, is it an alien? Is it gonna, cause it's so scary that, you know, that could, it really got to me. And since then I've never had, I mean, I have not fear of failure. I have an anger of failure. I have a rage of failure. And that's where Trump is, but way worse. I mean, If I lived to 78 with him, I'd be way worse than him right now. Because old men just get where they don't give a, you know what. So I respect it. I understand it. But I've got to explain what it is. I'm going to stop now. It's just, this is dangerous, man. And he's going nowhere, Democrats. I would suggest you run up the white flag right now. I mean, this is out of control. Do not antagonize Trump. I mean, look how much I'm antagonizing him, trying to help him, for God's sakes. And he's specifically pissed off at me, I can tell you that. I've been told a lot. He's now calling me not the brave, incredible Texan, or people, men should be like you, we'd save the world. Now it's, he's a dumb shit. Tell Alex he's a dumb shit. Well, thank you for the message. Thank you, Mr. President. I kind of am retarded. But not as retarded as you've been lately, buddy boy. So if you're looking for friends that are going to tell you what you want to hear, you go ahead. I'm sure there's plenty of those around you. It's not me. That ain't me. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. And baby, we ain't got nothing if we ain't free. I will henceforth be known as Darth Dumbshit. Tell Alex he's a dumb shit. Okay. Well, if you think what you've been doing is good, buddy, hey, everything you seem to have a Midas touch, maybe it's all going to work out. I sure hope so. I told you they were going to say you didn't get the uranium and keep beating the drums for war. You thought you were going to shut this down. Maybe you're going to be successful. I'm saying it's a gamble. I'm definitely not rooting for Trump's failure. Believe me. All right. Play the clips of him on Pam Bondi, and then we'll go to your calls. Here it is.
Yeah.
Attorney General Pam Bondi to release more documents to finally put this controversy to bed.
Yeah, whatever's credible, she can release it. If a document is credible, if a document's there that is credible, she can release. I think it's good. But it's just a subject. He's dead. He's gone. And all it is the Republicans, certain Republicans got duped by the Democrats, and they're following a Democrat playbook. And no different than Russia, and all the other hoaxes. They're started by the Democrats, and some Republicans, in this case I was surprised, but they got duped.
But have you talked about it?
Mentioned past supporters when you were talking about the Epstein issue. Does that mean that you're effectively disowning any supporters who are now...
I lost a lot of faith in certain people, yeah. Because they got duped by the Democrats. The Democrats are good for nothing. They've done a terrible job. They almost destroyed our country.
No, Trump, we didn't get duped by them. You can't start getting on TV and saying, shut up about something. You notice at all your press conferences is the only question you get. I said that Monday. By the way, if I didn't say that, I'd have an IQ of about 50. A jellyfish has a higher IQ, in case you didn't know, than 50. Some of the 50 IQ can barely form words. It's a no-brainer, Trump, that you want this to go away because you know they've spiked the file. I believe it. That makes sense. God, it's totally intuitive. There it is. I'm bad for saying you should stop telling people to shut up. Again, you're 10 years old. Your parents are going to church. They say you don't have to go today. And they say, whatever you do, don't go look in the chest of drawers in front of the bed. My parents never did that. It's just hypothetical. Where are you going as soon as your car drives off? You're going to see what's in there. I mean, this is sick. This is bizarre. And I will not take the blame, Trump, for what you're doing to yourself. So, I know you tried to take the alcohol away from your older brother, who was a great guy, who drank himself to death. Were you a bad person telling your brother he was killing himself? No. Your brother got mad at you. You talked about it. I am trying to get you to take the political gun out of your mouth. You already blown both your feet off. And now you got it shoved in your mouth. I'm like, will you please take that out of your mouth? You're like, shut up. Don't talk about it. You have put the gun in your mouth and ours collectively. Stop it. Stop it. What? I get you've been harassed. I get they set it up. God, it's so obvious now. I know. I believe it. I know it's true. Stop. 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 For God's sakes, don't attack your constituents when they have morals and aren't robots. And don't get mad because the media misrepresents what your supporters said. Remember, they said you said Mexicans are all scum. There's no quote of that. You said that they said you said the KKK is a wonderful people. You never said that. You said they're horrible people. So, how dare you, Trump? Seriously, I'll tell you your face. Hell, I'll get on the phone, call my ass. Many times I've missed the calls. Will you take a call with the President of the United States? Yeah. Problem is, it's always I'm on air or asleep. Missed probably hundreds of calls from Trump. And I'll say, hey, man, dude, what are you doing? What are you doing to you and us in the process? You expect me to sit here while you destroy yourself in front of us and sit there and, you need to take a vacation or something. You need to lay off on whatever it is you're smoking because it ain't good. Mike in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for everything you do. I love your products. I've been listening to you for years. Met you at the 2016 inauguration. Listen, man, I totally understand you wanting to back off this. They're on you. You need the DOJ. Leave it up to Harrison. Leave it up to Owen. They got it, and they don't really get nearly the attention of the White House, I should say, as you do. Cover the latest news in the morning. Maybe 30 minutes is probably too long. Give it 5 or 10 minutes. Then if something happens during the day, bounce back to it. But there's so many things that are getting missed right now that people aren't reporting on because this is such a big deal. And I post on the Gateway Pundit. I assure you, man, people are not happy. I've never been downvoted in more of my life. And I know there's a lot of influencers on there, you know, probably feds too. But just keep up what you're doing.
Let me ask you this. You're right for the Gateway Pundit, great organization, one of the best. Are you seeing overwhelmingly people are pissed off about this, how Trump's behaving?
Oh, 90%. 90%. Easily. I've never gotten more, and it's always the same people. I've started to keep a little list of who these guys are saying the same things. Oh, there's never been evidence. You know, just the same with Israel stuff. Oh, Lord. It's overwhelming. You know, but you see the people that always post that have been there for, you know, years like I have. I post under Enough Already is my handle on it. Anyway, going back to the lies are just, it's one thing to lie if it can't be proven wrong. But when you lie about things that are absolutely false, I mean, first of all, Epstein was arrested, incarcerated, and murdered while Trump was president. Nobody seems to want to revisit that. In fact, O'Reilly tried to blame it on Obama.
Yeah, did you hear Trump earlier today? He said 3 years ago he killed himself. No, it was 5 and a half when you were president. Again, I'm watching this.
Well, and the other thing is the Biden autopsy. I mean, they've used this guy's autopsies for years to prosecute people. And now Kash Patel claimed they never heard of it? I mean,
the top forensic pathologist, there, the top coroner in the country, says his neck was broken in 3 places, and we're told, we don't know who that guy is.
It's just fascinating. I just don't know.
Yeah, but you just said you agree with me we should stop because it's a diversion at the end of the day, and then you can't help it, though, because you're being lied to. It's like.
Well, I know, but you got two other great hosts. I watch all of them, and sometimes I have to catch you later in the day on your replay, but. Hey, you give me my ammunition, man. You load my gun every day. And I checked your stuff, and you're the only one that'll actually show documents, declassified stuff. And I've got more interested in declassified stuff since watching you many years ago. That it's overwhelming. Just what doesn't get reported on.
Well, I just hope you know Trump tells John Solomon, yeah, we're doing a special prosecutor, which you know.
Well, here's the problem with that. We've all seen special prosecutors, and this has gotten so bad that will it even be trusted? I mean, we've seen it
in the past. I'm not telling Trump to cover it up, but my God, if they're going to do it, shut up. That's where I'm really pissed. Like, I get it's intelligence and Mossad and CIA, and it's too dangerous, and I'm not even endorsing it, but I've told listeners, okay, you got bigger fish to fry, then shut up.
Well, yeah, and nobody was even talking about this until that released document, which, you know, nobody has denied being real. And it's really suspicious to me after Trump's Middle East visit, where Netanyahu wasn't involved and everything was going well and he was making buddies with everybody over there.
Oh, 100% Israel's behind this. And look, I appreciate your call and let you go. But thank you. It makes me sick to attack Israel. Okay. Israel's got all of its problems and all of its stuff that comes with power. With great power comes great responsibility. Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Israel and its people are exceptional. Exceptionally good, exceptionally bad. And it makes me physically ill to have to go after Israel because of Netanyahu and how dangerous this is. It's not that I'm an Israel first person. I'm not against Israel. But why do you think Michael Savage said Netanyahu needs to go, this needs to stop? He's dialed into the top people in Israel. And they can see they are conjuring a golem. And it can get everybody killed. I'll put it to you this way. If Israel goes, we all go, there'll be a nuclear war. So I want Israel to be prosperous and all the rest of it. I want peace in the Middle East. But Israel and its lobby has run around and harassed even low-level talk show hosts. I mean, Nick Fuentes had 1,000. I saw his interview with Candace Owens breaking it down. His origins hit 1,000 viewers a night at the Daily Wire. He was, you know, super small potatoes, a talented guy, but 18,000 viewers a night. And they literally tried to beat him into Israel worship and turned him into what he is. And that's what I'm saying to the Jews. And it's not all the Jews, but it's the Jewish leadership. You run around trying to stop the next big pogrom, and then you accuse a bunch of people of being something they don't even know about, and then they go investigate this, and they go, well, okay, I'll put that uniform on. You put that uniform on me, I will become that. That's common sense. It's Streisand effect again. And I'm just sitting here watching the power trip of Netanyahu starting these wars. People go, oh, you're for the mullahs? No, obviously I'm not for them either. You know, you can say, I don't want to eat a maggot sandwich or a rotten meat sandwich. You don't have to choose a side in this, folks. Good God. I just got loaded phone lines. I just took one phone call. And I want to cover the plan to shut down InfoWars as well. But you know, I have a responsibility to fight on this hill and not pull any punches, not throw the fight. But I know on the other side, if they're successful shutting us down, that it will only make the broadcast even bigger. But I can't be Machiavelli because I'm not evil, even though I understand evil, and then throw the fight. But I also cannot spend all my time defending InfoWars, because that's what they want me doing instead of covering news. You understand how that works? So it's very paradoxical right now. But Just know this. The bad guys don't want this show on air. Share the live feed now at Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feed from Infowars.com/show. All right, Kirk Elliott's going to pop in on the economy, his view on Trump. Great economist, great theologian. And I promise we're going to go to all your calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So it's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him, so I can tell you for a fact that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top super nutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated super nutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate turmeric gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
I can't wait to hear what Dr. Kirk Elliott says. Great economist, great theologian. and a big sponsor, top gold and silver broker in North America because of the great quality. He is a sponsor, and of course, we'll plug that, but the main reason he's here is his great gravitas. Now we know why the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, is in a rush to reduce leverage requirements on banks this summer and the push to get Jerome Powell to cut interest rates. First, they wanted him out. Now Trump says they don't. We've got so much to hit with Dr. Kirk Elliott the next 30 minutes, and I promise I'm going to every single caller that's on hold, so stay there. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. All right, Dr. Elliott, we haven't talked in a few weeks. I know you were on with Owen Friday. From your research view, just first, what do you make of the Epstein fiasco and all this flip-flopping by Trump and him saying any supporters that question this are idiots, but he supports a special counsel that's now confirmed? I mean, you couldn't do something. Really concerned. I've been praying for Trump on air. I don't know your view on this. What is your view?
I'm concerned as well, but here's what I mean, you've got so many opposing stories, like 180 degrees opposite, right? And it just depends on the day that you're watching, which tells me that somebody's telling a lie and we don't know who it is, right? But why I'm not too concerned about it is God always exposes the truth, right? The light can't be hidden in darkness forever, right? The light exposes the darkness. And so I think it's all going to be revealed pretty soon. I just hope and pray, Alex, that Trump knows what he's doing on this. He's listening to the right people and, you know, not listening to the voice of the devil, right? Who whispers into our ears all the time, causes us to do wrong things. And I just pray that he knows what he's doing and there's something legitimate behind this. But somebody's lying. But God exposes lies every single second of every single day. And so how it's going to turn out. God will expose the lies, whoever is lying.
Well, I've researched, so there's no connection to Trump and the Epstein wrongdoing. So, but we know the Democrats had the files, and he's right. Obviously, they take anything bad about them out and add whatever they wanted in. That's their whole MO. So I agree with that. It's the delivery of it, saying don't ask questions or you're bad. That's how you get people to ask questions. But shifting gears, the economy, your report card on how it's going, looks like we're winning, and so much is happening, and what's going on with the banks and the Treasury Secretary and the battle over Jerome Powell, the private Federal Reserve Ed.
Okay. So real quick, I want to talk about something that we talked about last week with Owen. I mean, this is very, very interesting. So there's a video that we watched last week of Bessent. We should actually watch it real quick. It's like 30 seconds, but something happened between then and now that actually confirms everything that we had predicted, Alex. It's like the stuff that you and I have talked about for the last 2 weeks actually coming true. As of yesterday.
Okay, so well, here I want it to watch is. It's a minute 28. Here it is. Treasury Secretary.
In New York and on Wall Street is banking regulation. Let's talk about the supplemental leverage ratio, which seems like an obscure thing off to the side, but it has been the subject of much discussion. And it does, as I understand it, relate to U.S. Treasuries and yields on U.S. Treasuries, so that if major banks held more U.S. Treasuries, it would bring yields down. You've said you're going to take more of an active role, as I understand it, with respect to some of that banking regulation. Where are we with that?
I think we are very close to moving the supplementary leverage ratio, SLR, there, that is moving along very quickly between the three banking regulators, the Fed, the OCC, and the FDIC. So I would think we could see something on that over the summer.
Over the summer. And knowing the markets as you do, would you anticipate that might have a significant material effect on Treasury yields?
Well, I think it could, because banks are being penalized for holding treasuries. You know, there's a large supplementary leverage charge. So I think for holding the risk-free asset, we can reduce that. And, you know, I've seen estimates that it could bring yields down by tens of basis points. Certainly during the COVID crisis, it was the temporarily taken off, and it had a big effect.
So why is this important? What does this really mean to the overall recovery we're trying to get going here?
Okay, so when you look back to 2008, 2009, everybody remembers what happened then. The stock markets collapsed 50%. The Dow came down 50%. S&P 500 came down 50%. It took people 5 years just to break even from that, right? So what happens prior to that? When we start heading into a banking crisis, Alex, banks start moving from investing into long-term bonds, which have a higher yield, to shorter-term notes, which are like 5 to 10 years, right, in that range. Well, then, right before a banking crisis happens, they move to T-bills, which are like 1 year or less duration, right? So what are they doing? They're sacrificing yield on long-term bonds to have something that can be immediately ditched, right? They have to have something that they can immediately get rid of. So when we look at what caused 2008, 2009, it was too much liquidity in the banks, right? This is where I think Jerome Powell is crazy, right? Because he's going back to the well of we're going to have this supplementary leverage ratio that we put into place after 2008, 2009 to have cash be the risk-free asset that actually protects and hedges as a reserve.
And that's why Warren Buffett is in the biggest cash position ever.
Yes. Yeah. So they kind of fixed sort of the 2008, 2009 crisis with a Band-Aid saying you've got to have reserves in cash to protect against your toxic assets, all the subprime lending. So what happens when banks have too much liquidity? They start doling it out, right? They start giving people loans who can't pay back their loans. This is what caused the subprime lending
crisis. So here's the bottom line. So, what's this move mean? Does it mean they're getting ready for a major banking crisis?
Yeah, a major banking crisis, because no longer is cash the risk-free asset. They're using treasuries, which the U.S. dollar is down 10% year-to-date, 6 months into the year. That, don't tell me that losing 10% in 6 months is a risk-free asset. So they're saying you can use the dollar, which the BRICS nations are trying to destroy, to actually hedge your toxic assets. It's using like one bad asset to protect another one. So this is what Jerome Powell is wanting to do, right? So when you do this, you add all this money, all these treasuries in there. When the rest of the world doesn't want it, he's going to say, this is going to cause inflation. We have to raise interest rates to stop this, right? But so this is the battle that Trump and Jerome Powell are having. So when banks go into short-term T-bills, it signifies a crisis, a liquidity crisis at the banks. This is what we talked about last week with Owen. Guess what happened?
Well, you've been saying for over a year on the show that it was going to be a banking liquidity crisis, and so every time this happens, it means we're here. So what's the time frame?
Now, As of this morning, actually, the news came out that Wells Fargo had to borrow $200 billion in just the first quarter of this year to stave off illiquidity, right? $200 billion in just the first quarter. And now the bank stocks are starting to come tumbling down, as you can see on the screen there. It's like, okay, this is a problem. The banks are going to get hard. Why are they going to get hard? Because they're running out of liquidity. Oh, no wonder they're allowing U.S. treasuries to be the safe haven, even though they're not so safe, to protect their toxic assets. Alex, banks are about to kind of start unwinding, but these are big banks. Wells Fargo isn't small. Like Silicon Valley Bank, First Republic, Signature Bank, Credit Suisse, when they went under, those were regional banks. We're talking about a complete banking system failure when they have to change the rules of supplementary leverage ratios and say, yeah.
Wait, so talk to me like I'm 5 years old, Dr. Elliott. Spell it out. You're saying there's the major banking crisis you've been predicting. You were probably saying regional banks first, but now you're saying it's the big banks. What are you saying that you believe is about to happen?
I think they're running out of money. And when you have toxic assets protecting other toxic assets, you're going to see other banks do what Wells Fargo had to do, borrow more money, or else they will fold, right? This is the problem, and this is going to cause massive amounts of inflation, which is why Trump is trying to get Jerome Powell to stimulate the economy, and Jerome Powell won't. Why? Because whoever is in charge when the economy starts to fail and there's a banking crisis is going to get blamed for it. It's Jerome Powell's fault.
Well, that's right. The Democrats, the globalists have said they were going to do this, and they already tried to plunge the stock market with the shorts and the rest of it in March and April. It failed in May. So now the same private Federal Reserve, it's the same EU central bank. They gave them interest rate cuts. We don't get it. Trump was talking about replacing Powell, because his term is up. Now he's not. Is that a negotiation? What are you hearing?
Well, I think it's a negotiation. You know, but I don't think Jerome Powell is going anywhere real soon, because I think that what we're seeing is there's massive globalist international banking pressure to keep our economy stagnant because Trump is going to get the blame for it. So this is probably going to go on for a little bit of time. Now, what is this going to do to the markets? The stock market is not going to do well. We're seeing what's happening in the banking sector. Right. But what does do really well? Commodities, gold and silver, anything that's a tangible asset should do pretty well as you start to provide all this liquidity to basically stave off a banking failure. That's very inflationary. Right. So here's where I see moving forward. You look at what's happening. What else is happening to the banks? In one day last week, Alex, in one day, the banks, the big major banks, shorted 483 million ounces of silver. To put that into perspective, that's 57% of all of the global mining production in a year they shorted in one day. There is not enough silver to cover the short positions. I think we're about to see a short squeeze in silver, along with all other prices starting to go up because of this liquidity that they're creating at the Fed. So how do you now then couple what Trump is doing with some of these commodity prices? So Trump has slapped a 50% tariff on copper. Okay. So what does that have to do with silver? What does that have to do with anything? There's very few silver mines that are just silver mines in the world. They're usually a byproduct of copper mining. So when you slap a 50% tariff on copper, the demand for copper is going to ultimately come down because it's so expensive, right? So that means the miners aren't going to mine as much, which means there's not going to be a lot of mining of silver either.
All right. Right? So I'm looking at all the news, and you said this over a year ago, and everything you said is tracked basically exactly. It's a little bit better than you said. This looks like a perfect storm for explosive silver prices.
Explosive. I mean, it went up $2 last week, right? We're seeing silver now starting to outperform gold, where the first part of this year it didn't. Gold was outperforming silver.
Wait, so you're saying we're right again?
Yes.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Wow.
But I think this time where we were wrong is we very much underestimated where silver was going to go.
Well, you didn't do that a year ago at dinner at Luby Tortilla. But I remember the meeting, and I wrote some notes on it, which I wanted to see. I was sitting there writing on my phone. I looked it up the other day. You predicted by August of 2025, basically where silver is right now. But you said, I'm not going to tell the viewers that. I want to under-promise, over-deliver. So just cut that out. You're not guaranteeing this, but where do you see silver and gold in the next 6 months to a year?
Probably gold, I think, is right on track with what Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase is saying, 3,700 to 4,500 within the next 12 months. So what is silver going to do? Well, this is what we talked about at the Mexican restaurant last year, right? Which was, I think we're going to see 75 to 120, on silver within the next 12 months. Again, I'm not God. I don't control the markets, but what we're seeing right now, with these massive short positions that we're seeing on the bank, this is historical. I mean, nobody shorts 57% of all the global mining supply in one day without having a short squeeze that commences. Now, London, which is the largest vault in the world, the LBMA for gold and silver, they have like literally the lowest amount of free float silver in the history of tracking it. Right, which means free float is the amount of silver that's available for you and I to buy or for manufacturers to buy. They're running out.
It's actual physical inventory.
Physical inventory. See, the vaults have metals that they're storing for people like you and me. If we were to store it there, that's not for sale. That's just somebody storing it there. The stuff that's actually for sale is called the free float. That's at the lowest point in the history of tracking available silver. So they're running out. COMEX is running out. You've got a short squeeze that it's about to happen. So you and I have talked about the gold to silver ratio for the last 2 years, Alex, and why we're allocated heavily into silver. It's for such a time as this.
Because right? it's underperforming according to what the market should be.
It's not underperforming. It's underpriced, right?
Well, what I'm saying is it's underperforming according to what the markets should be. Obviously, yes. It's a top performer in investments, but I'm saying it's still underperforming what it should be.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at where the ratio is today at about 86 to 1, it was 93 to 1 last week. So it's squishing down. It's squishing down. When we get to 60 to 1, Alex, well, let's say gold is at $3,700 an ounce. That puts silver at over 60, right? It's like, good grief. Well, what about when we get to 50 to 1 or 40 to 1? This is what puts silver over $100
an ounce. And people get confused why governments and institutions buy gold. It's the storage issue, folks. But for individuals, I don't think there's any doubt that silver is the way to go. But when do you think the ratio kicks in tracking these lines of where you'd use all the profit from silver to then go into gold?
Before the end of this year, I think we'll be able to do half of people's positions in a ratio trade before the end of this year. And then we'll probably in the first quarter do the second half of it, because you don't see. When these markets start to move, Alex, let's use 2011 as the precedent. When we did our ratio trade then, it was the last time it was done. It was 2011. Silver went from 12 to $48 an ounce in 9 months. It went from 35 to 48 in 6 weeks. 6 weeks. So when it starts to move, it goes so quickly because there's an unraveling that starts to happen. And Alex, I think we're at the beginning stages of the unraveling right now as we speak. And so throughout history, people have looked at gold and silver as the safe haven, right? It's a protector, an insurance policy against a collapsing currency, which it always will be. And you looked at growth as second, but now the psyche of the American investor is looking at gold and silver, gold at all-time highs, silver outperforming. It's up like 40% year-to-date, close to it, halfway through the year. Now there's this fear of missing out.
Absolutely.
Changes.
I mean, people think there's been a bull market so far. When the general public figures this out, and you've always said this, and I agree with you, Bitcoin and silver and gold go together. That they're not exclusive. You see Bitcoin at all-time highs. How does all this tie together?
Well, when you see cryptocurrency moving up and gold and silver moving up at the same time, what does that tell you about our thinking as people?
We don't trust the system.
We don't trust the system. That's exactly right. People are wanting out of central banking as we know it, out of fiat-based money creation, out of Big Brother snooping on everything in their bank accounts.
And it's great,
right?
Folks. I'm all about Bitcoin, not the crap coins and stuff. And you need to be diversified. It's very common sense. People say, are you for Bitcoin or are you for gold and silver? No, you should have all of it.
Well, yeah. So when you look at, I don't like the meme coins, right? I don't. I think they're kind of meaningless. But when you look at the ones that actually have utility, like Solana, creating basically conversions between fiat and digital. You look at Bitcoin, what does it do? It's a replacement for currency as we know it. You look at Ethereum, what does it do? It creates a playing field where you can build smart contracts on it, same as XRP, same as Aave. So you look at some
it's
of these.
It's a good, safe mode of exchange.
Yeah, and they provide something of utility to create the economy moving forward. These are the ones that look really good, and these are the ones that are actually just screaming forward over the last couple of weeks. Now, just this week is crypto week in Congress, right? They're passing three bills that are going to reset the playing field moving forward. What is one thing that they've already done that's pretty significant that where the DeFi platforms don't have to provide 1099s anymore for crypto investments? All right, this is very bullish for cryptocurrency, right? But to me, this is the same mentality that's causing gold and silver to go up as well as people want out of the system.
Yeah, so this isn't just the federal government saying crypto's okay. This is saying crypto's Wild West.
Yeah, and they're saying crypto is actually going to be the future of money.
Well, let's be clear. People say, oh, Trump's a crypto scammer. No, he's not. Crypto's taking over, just like New York was set up, not as a pirate base, but as a safe harbor for pirates. Trump is making us, by policy, the center of crypto world.
Yeah, which is so great for America. I mean, when he says he wants to make America great again, he's really doing it, Alex.
He's going against the globalists big time. We're almost out of time. I got to come back and take calls. Everybody's been so gracious to hold Austin, Matthew, Uriah, Larry, Evan, Willie, Paul, Nick. I'll go to you quickly. I'm sorry I've had to hold so long. But just do the pitch because you are a big sponsor, the top, almost 5-star rated silver and gold broker. People don't call them. It's sold some fake numismatic ripoff. It's whatever the wholesale cost of gold and silver is. They can sell it back for no cost. Nobody else big does that. That's why you're the top rated. It's hands down. It's why you're here. I can make 5 times the money if I scam people. I don't sleep at night with that kind of crap. I don't need that mojo. You're the place to go. You're a great sponsor. They can call the number. They can go and fill out the email form. The folks will call them back, kepm.com/gold. Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, kepm.com/gold. Go to the /gold, that we sent you so we get more support, 720-605-3900. Do the phone consultation, 720-605-3900. Either way, you're going to get a phone consultation. I can also roll over financial instruments. Very, very easy. Now is the time. And look, crypto goes up and down, but overall up over time. Gold and silver is going up like that. They're both, in my view, if it's, absolute real stuff, like getting real gold and silver from certified groups, at wholesale, that's the sweetest, safest, in your hand control deal. That's what the institutions are doing. And they're also heavily in the Bitcoin. So that's another great move. But you got to get your gold and silver area covered right now. Give us a minute and a half pitch. People need to call you right now.
Yeah, whether you have an IRA, an old 401k, get physical gold and silver, but not all gold and silver is created equal, right? It's like bullion only. The way that we operate is 8% commission when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate, because we want you to get all of what you put in there to be yours, right? So that's why we don't take anything. But here's something that's alarming to me, Alex. It makes me sick to my stomach. I was looking at invoices from other companies, from our clients, from back when silver was $23, $24 an ounce, and you could get bullion for less than $30. Well, when silver gets to $70 an ounce, we would have doubled your position, doubled it. Going from $30 to $70 is doubling, right? More than that.
More than double.
But some of these clients were buying silver at $60 to $70 an ounce back then when it should have been under $30. When they get to $70 an ounce, they're breaking even. This is what disgusts me about this, because they're never going to receive the high premiums.
Listen to me carefully, listeners. There is almost no one selling you gold and silver at wholesale. No one reputable. It's all bait and switches. Gold and silver is great, but anything good has evil around it. Like a watering hole in the Sahara has got, lions and hyenas around it because they know the gazelles are coming to drink. I will not steer you wrong. Kirk Elliott's the place to go. KPM.com/gold, 720-605-3000. It's real simple. Whatever wholesale is, that's what you get. You sell it back with no cost. Nobody's got that deal at his level. Kirk, God bless you, and we'll continue to speak to you. Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, I can lead a horse to water. I can't make you drink, folks. And I can make 5 times the money ripping you off. I won't do it. We get very small commissions on this because there's not a lot of profit, but it's okay.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans, and we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Is 1776. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I want to thank all the listeners and viewers for holding. We're going to go to the calls that we're receiving now. Thank you so much. Larry in Florida on Trump's bizarre 180ing on a daily basis on the Epstein thing. What in the hell's going on? What do you think, Larry?
Well, first of all, my prayers for your dad.
Thank you.
That's just a tough time. And for those that haven't been subscribers, I've been a subscriber for a number of months now. Bought the original Trump knife for my son for his birthday.
Thank you.
Back months ago. It's great fun. Shopping there is fun. So,
thank you.
Moving on from a little bit of promote for you, which is desired, from my opinion. I've been asking myself, and I think you have too, and you're on the absolute right track. There's a couple of things where I think we have to go, and I'm only a year younger than Trump, so I kind of can understand some of the things that maybe happen after you get to a certain age, because I'm there. And one is, and please have the crew double check me on this, but he may be having some health issues, and those health issues can end up impacting, as you and I well know, they can then start to impact your mood, and even your judgment potentially.
Well, yeah, we know what it's called. I mean, I'm 51. I'm a lot grumpier than I used to be. I can't imagine being 78 under his stress. It's called grumpy old man.
Yeah, I'm a grumpy old bastard at 78. I can tell you that. Pardon my language. But one of the things is, if he's got some health issues, and sadly, what I saw and what I've been looking at is fluid retention in ankles and hands and that. That's either potentially heart or kidney issues or lung issues. And you know, unfortunately, we know our president, you know.
No, you're right. He's got swollen hands and swollen ankles.
Yep. And, you know, that can be indicative of a real problem, or it can, you know, affect there's nothing good about it. I mean, you know, high blood pressure, that kind of thing. So that's one potential, because I'm looking for an explanation to understand the 180 on so many different things so quickly, starting with, like you said, the bombing raid with the B-2s over in Iran.
Well, let me just say this. I've been praying about this. I want you to continue. And I'm not going to shut up about this because Trump said to, and I'm still going to talk about it, but I prayed about it, and God literally just said, Trump overall is good. He's under major pressure. And, you know, just forgive him and pray for him. And that's where I'm at.
And I would agree. And I would agree. And the other piece is we all recognize, and I mean, your other guests and Dr. Elliott talked about a little bit about, you know, are we being pushed towards a financial reset? But, you know, he is dealing with a full plate, and Israel is just got him surrounded. And I don't mean in the military sense, though. You know, if you go to his office, he's pretty much surrounded by Israeli
politicians, and I'm not talking so much the country as I am the people running that country. And that's just got to be hard. So when we pray for him, let's pray that he's got the discernment to get past the Susie Wiles and the other folks that are pretty close ties to Israel.
Great point, sir. Anything else you'd like to add, Larry?
The only other thing I think is we need to go back, and the Epstein stuff is not, and we remind ourselves, and you know you've done it, but the Epstein stuff is not about the files. It's not about the client list. It's really about, and the reason people are standing up so strong on this and are getting really wound up is it's about draining the swamp. It's about retaking our country from basically a bunch of really sick, greedy, evil people.
Sure, but I mean, once he said it, I barely mentioned it. I mean, I don't want to say I dropped the ball on it, but I dropped the ball. Not only would the Democrats and the globalists that control the file all these years take out bad stuff about them, they're famous for faking stuff and putting garbage in. I believe him now that he wasn't concerned. He said, yeah, go grab it, put it out. They got it. He's like, it's a bunch of crap. And he's pissed off because they put a bunch of crap in there. It all makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yep, it absolutely does. And that's why he needs to get that special counsel. So he separates himself from it. But we got to get rid of those
people. I broke it yesterday, and John Solomon says it's happening. That's a good thing Trump's doing.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, everybody's so consumed with the Epstein cover-up and all the craziness, but it's a bigger story than just that. It's what's happening to Trump, the stress he's under, what he's gone through, and really the fact he came out Sunday and said, you know, the Democrats have controlled this file. It's full of lies. He wasn't concerned before because he wasn't involved. They spiked it with crap, and that's why he's so pissed. And he's getting ahead of whatever they're about to bring out. We know the answer now. And I believe overall Trump. His response, though, is Streisand effect off the chart. And it's good to not give a crap about what the globalists think, but it's not good to not care about what your constituents think and to do something that's going to cause everybody to go totally crazy. And you go to Drudge, it's the top thing all day long, MAGA divorce. And you click it, and it's a Kelly McBreen article, you know, with Trump saying, hey, I'm going scorched earth on Jeffrey Epstein hoax, disavows past supporters who bought into this BS. Well, we're not buying into the BS that Epstein wasn't a human trafficker when his partner in crime is convicted of it. So it's not that we think Trump's involved. It's that we don't like how he's responding because it backfires. And you got to ask, why is he doing that? Matthew in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, great to be here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right. Cutting to the chase here, I'm kind of looking at things from a different point. You hear Bonnie mention all the victims. And if I had a daughter, I would come forward at this point. So I'm asking, where are all the victims? You know, can we have them come forward?
Well, I mean, do you know how many have been killed? How many have been dead? How many?
Well, I know that there's been three or four that have been Arkansas-ed. So maybe we can talk to somebody in Congress, like you said, maybe MTG, someone we can set up or get a hold of some constitutional sheriffs like Judge Grady in Florida. I'm looking at the original jurisdiction where these cases started from before the feds interfered. We feel like we can't trust the feds right now, and I'm thinking if we can have these victims come, because nobody other than Jeffrey and Ghislaine have been charged. So anybody that's on the list or had committed crimes, they're not facing a double jeopardy. No one's been charged yet. Let's get back to the original jurisdiction and see if we can either reopen this or keep the cold cases going. And whatever, whether New York or Florida.
I agree. You don't say there's nothing there. We're never, it's all closed. It's a hoax. No, you say the Democrats had the file. We now know they put garbage in there. I believe that. But you don't then say, but there's nothing there.
I absolutely agree. And what you mentioned earlier a couple of days ago, I do see a side of this to where maybe they are covering up, because if we ever get the actual truth, I think it would societally crash, economically crash. I think Epstein is the key to a lot of all of our problems in the United States and around the world. I mean, I agree.
I mean, I wouldn't say he's the key, but he's like a window into what he's one of many windows, but he's a window people discovered.
Yes. And there's so many ties everywhere. I mean, I lived in Illinois for a while, and I know that Governor Pritzker's brother was associated with them. We know he's been associated with royalty in England.
I mean, look at Dennis Hastert. You know, it's not just Democrats.
The sad part is America is the number one consumer of child kiddie stuff and human sex trafficking. And that's an embarrassment and it's a stain on our country. And I have a feeling that Epstein, and along with others, are probably tied in so much and so deeply.
I mean, there's no doubt it was an intelligence pedo ring. I mean, that's come out. The people are convicted. And to say there's nothing there. I mean, we have Ben Shapiro. I don't even want to spend my time attacking him. He's so pathetic. But yeah. Here's the deal. I knew he was Mossad and Maxwell's dad was and she was, and it was MI6 CIA too. So I never made it all about Israel. But to have all the Israeli operatives now saying, no, Epstein never jaywalked. Epstein actually was innocent. I mean, that's what Ben Shapiro came out last night and said. To have the Israeli firsters running in, I mean, that's right there. You know, it's just super incriminating. Not that I'm saying Shapiro's involved with something. I'm saying he's been told, do this, and it's really, really bad. Thanks for the call. I want to go to more calls. But let me mention this, because I talked about it earlier but didn't get to it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an incredible woman, incredible courage. The left hates her because she will tell the truth, and she's a leader. And she is one of Trump's top loyal supporters, and she's been right over and over again when she thinks he's been going on the wrong course. She's now endorsed Congressman Thomas Massie's bill, his resolution, to release the Epstein files that the Republicans just voted to block Monday. We all deserve to know the truth in the Epstein files, who's implicated and how deep the corruption goes. Americans were promised justice and transparency. MTG, in response to Massie, says, I'm proudly co-sponsoring and will sign the discharge petition. I will never protect pedophiles or the elites and their circles. Well, Trump has said, if you investigate Epstein, you are prosada non grata. You are excommunicata. You are excommunicated. Well, I said it in the first hour. I never thought the Trump movement was a cult. I'm not saying it's a cult. But in a cult, you don't ask questions when the cult leader says so. So if Trump says questioning anything going on or what he says is bad, if he keeps talking like that, I will now start addressing it as the cult. And I'll say, well, the cult's doing good on the border. The cult's doing good trying to stop war. The cult's doing good on trade. But it's still a cult, and it's doing this, this, and that. It's bad. So stop it. So that's where we are. Here's the resolution on screen for folks. It's not been given a bill number yet, but it's been co-sponsored and will soon. So that is a big deal. Good job, MTG. And I guess now Trump, if he doesn't back off of this insane self-destruction tour, will now attack the great Marjorie Taylor Greene. Yeah, you know, you can't trust those Democrat dupes that have morals. No, we know the Democrats have the file. We know it's probably full of a bunch of crap and poison pills and bombs. Okay, then just bring it out. Just tell the truth. It's all we want. We already get that. It's like common sense. Here is, since I mentioned, we'll go back to your calls. Clip 5, Ben Shapiro says his sources, his sources, says there are no tapes from Epstein Island showing children being harmed. No, there's just all the, quote, houses full in the FBI reports that are public from Zorro Ranch, Little St. John's Caribbean, Zorro Ranch, New Mexico, the New York lair, all of it, of hard drives and hidden cameras everywhere and convictions for underage sex and sex trafficking. But there's nothing going on. You all saw the video they put out last week. They promised 2 months ago. Now it's 1 minute taken out and 2 minutes and 53 seconds taken out and all these edits in Adobe video editing. I mean, if somebody said, here's our proof, nobody killed Epstein, around this corner you can't see is the entrance to a cell block that has people with cells that have already tried to kill him in there. And there's your proof. And by the way, we haven't edited this, but you have. Because it's the unenhanced one. One, they turn the light up on it and see, well, you can't really see, it's dark shot. Well, this one's the enhanced. We just turn the lighting up. Who in their technician operation told them that? This is a setup, folks. This is sabotage. They'd be like saying, it's a blue sky outside. Look at me on screen. You see the blue sky? I don't even know it's a blue sky today. I'm in a dark studio. Just believe me, it's a blue sky right now. You're like, I don't see any shot out. Just, if you question me, you're a traitor. You work with the Democrats. And I'm like, just make a special counsel. We heard you are. I've lost a lot of faith in these people. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you said there was an Epstein file. You release it, and you said it isn't there. Now you say it is there. Now you're going to do a special counsel, but we should shut up. Oh. I'm a traitor. All right. Great. Would be the first time I heard that. I got accused of being a Russian agent for supporting you. Here's Ben Shapiro, the Israeli operative.
Thousands of hours of tape. There are, by the way, but they are child pornography. The reason the FBI is not releasing them is because those tapes do not include underage people with third parties on Epstein Island. That is not what the tapes are. Okay, I also have sources in the federal government who are covering this stuff and have seen the documents. Okay, those tapes are just child porn. That's all. That's what they are. That's why the FBI is not releasing them. Okay, as far as the Epstein list, what I have been told by my sources is that there is no Epstein list. That basically there's a black book of Jeffrey Epstein contacts. And the vast majority of those contacts are already out there publicly. That's why you know names like Prince Andrew or Alan Dershowitz or some of the names that have been mentioned here. Those contacts, there is no evidence, according to the DOJ and the FBI, and again, that's public. There's no evidence that any of those third parties were having girls trafficked to them. Here is Tucker then asserting that it was actually Mossad. Again, without evidence, that not a shock. Of course, this is where Tucker was going. This has become the hot speculation on the internet, is without evidence. You say that Mossad was running Jeffrey Epstein. When I say without evidence, I mean without evidence. Naftali Bennett, the former Israeli prime minister, said, quote, as a former Israeli prime minister, with the Mossad having reported directly to me, I say to you with 100% certainty, the accusation that Jeffrey Epstein somehow worked for Israel or the Mossad running a blackmail ring is categorically and totally false. This accusation is a lie being peddled by prominent online personalities such as Tucker Carlson, pretending they know things they don't. And in fact, I followed up with the former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, and what he told me is that Mossad has not been active in the United States since the, or against the United States, since the Jonathan Pollard scandal of 1987, when a U.S. Army contractor who's actually working for the Navy revealed classified information to the Israeli government. He was prosecuted by the United States government and ended up in prison for almost 30 years. And so Israel since then has not spied on the United States with Mossad.
Wow. Ben Shapiro was talking to the former prime minister and the head of Mossad, and he said Israel doesn't spy on the United States. Then, of course, we have the admitted handler, John Bryan, of Prince Andrew, saying, no, he did abuse underage girls. But you just heard Ben Shapiro. he talked to the former Israeli prime minister that was the boss of Assad, and he said there's nothing there. Was Ehud Barak 30-plus times on record at Epstein's facility going in and out with young women, trying to cover his face? Is he in the files that have been released with Epstein talking about women, girls? Yes, Benny Shapiro, he is. Was Robert Maxwell, the father of Ghislaine, the real boss, the head Mossad operative buried with Mossad honors at Mount of Olives with his body received by the Israeli prime minister? Probably not Mossad, right? I mean, here's the deal. I don't say Israel is the fount of all problems in the world. But do not piss in my face and tell me it's raining. Do not. Ben Shapiro, that organizes Elon Musk on Israel. Ben Shapiro just calls up the former prime minister. Well, there's your total proof. What is the Mossad maxim? What is their call sign? What is their refrain? What is their battle cry? What is it exactly? Like, by way of deception, we conquer. By way of deception, we overcome. For the exact quote. Guys, pull up the Mossad. It's on their own website. What is the Mossad in Hebrew maxim? By way of deception, we what? The Mossad. By way of deception, thou shalt do war. Oh, but you heard Ben Shapiro. I mean, we talked to the former boss of Mossad. I called him, he said. I bet you talk quite a bit. And he says, why, since Jonathan Pollard got put in prison for stealing U.S. military secrets, we've never spied on America, not one time. Not Monica Lewinsky. That all came out. Not the Israelis tapping the White House. No. And the Russians don't spy. And the Chinese don't spy. And MI6 doesn't spy. And the cartels don't spy. And the French don't spy. I mean, just everybody knows all these governments spy on each other. Why don't you just say, yeah, we monitor our ally, like Senator Cruz said. I mean, Cruz is smart enough to not say Israel doesn't spy on us. Oh, my God. I've never heard such bullshit in my life. I mean, Ben Shapiro has nothing but raw disdain for his dwindling audience. And it's so classic. They had billionaire Zionist funding to start the Daily Wire. And then they all got dreams of Hollywood and put hundreds of millions of dollars into Hollywood productions with them starring in it. Because they want to be movie stars. Hollywood's been dead for 20 years, bro. It's a joke to anybody with an IQ above room temperature. What people care about is authenticity and the truth. The age of Hollywood's over, but you still got into this to be a Hollywood movie star. You're a joke. So, and I don't say this so the Israel lobby doesn't attack me. They've been attacking me forever because I oppose their policies and other globalist policies. Ugh. It makes me sick to have to sit here and spend time on Israel. Because I understand how the universe works, and I understand that the people that are obsessed with Israel, if it is possible, and it is, 9 times out of 10 are even sicker. Because that's that weird thing about the weird spiritual vortex around Israel and just, and you know, the Abrahamic religion, all of it. And there's a real thing there. And there's all these amazing things Jews do. They do. There's all these horrible things they do. It, you know, any exceptional group is going to be exceptionally evil and exceptionally good. I mean, that's real. I mean, I have respect for it. I you know, I admire a lot of it. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I can admire a Bengal tiger in the jungles of India. Don't mean I'm going to get on my car, run over, and try to hug it. But dude, you're a predator, man. You think we're all a bunch of animals, and how it works is they get Jews abused for their operations. The Jews all get behind them, the alpha Jews, who then suck off of them and control them. And then they always make a play for total power. And then that conjures the golem. That conjures the Adolf Hitler. That conjures the Ben Shapiro. That conjures the Nick Fuentes. Because it's all two sides of the same coin. And I'm not saying Nick Fuentes is Hitler. I'm not saying Ben Shapiro is Hitler. But it's those forces that form is the same archetype. And it always goes the same direction. And I'm just like, can we stop this cycle, please? I mean, you guys just have to have your Armageddon, don't you? And again, I've never really followed Nick Fuentes. We'll go to break and back with the calls, rest of the broadcast. I mean, I knew he did the Groypers and popped up in 2016 and seemed articulate and interesting and like interviewing him. He's not, you know, overall very likable guy, very smart. I mean, he's very, very smart. And I didn't know that he was in Model UN. Doesn't mean he's a UN agent. I mean, any of the smart kids in school, they'd like a debate class, you Model UN stuff. But I noticed early on, as kind of a factoid junkie of geopolitics and history and, you know, regions and things. I was like, this guy really knows what he's talking about. And he's like 18 popping up the Daily Wire, interviewing him here and there, then meeting him a few times, rallies, things like that. But I never did his origin story. So I got up about 4:30 this morning and I was doing research and I just hit my feed, popped up the Candace Owens interview they did last Friday with Fuentes. And I didn't listen to the whole 2 hours, whatever. I listened to about 45 minutes. So I got busy. And it was how he does this speech against leftists. It's super popular at Boston University. And the Daily Wire comes and hires him and then starts pecking him, saying, you got to go to Israel. You got to be pro-Israel. He wasn't even thinking about Israel. He was actually pro-Israel. But he wasn't like thinking about Israel. He's like, well, what do you mean I got to, you know, get more pro-Israel? And they were trying to recruit him in. And then over the next year, he wouldn't do it. So they threaten him, fire him, then get him blackballed. And then that's what made him go on this path. And that is the perfect allegory or microcosm of why a real sage, Michael Savage, was on 2 weeks ago. And he said he's talking to the highest level in Israel. And they're not anti-Israel. They're not anti-expansion. They're not any of that. They're like, Netanyahu's got to go. He's turned the whole world against us. Yeah, he's getting a lot of power out of it. But we can see where this leads. And I mean, they literally created Nick Fuentes. Pro-Israel. But he kept asking, why am I always being pushed to go to Israel? Why am I being told I got to do this for Israel? And then he started asking, I said, you don't ask questions. And then they persecuted him. Just like, I never make a big deal about it, but it's been the ADL and, you know, that lobby's quarterback in law firms. And I go in there and, you know, I go, you white shoe boys aren't going to destroy me. And they put a headline out in the fake transcript, white Jew boys. And we create the audio of the court and the court has to admit I said white shoe boy, which means Ivy League. But, you know, I didn't make a big deal about it. It was Jewish mafia attacking me. I'm like, oh, that's all right. That's fine. I'm not going to, you know, play your game. And then they just still make it about that. Like, no, we're going to do that, and you're going to sit there and take it, buddy. We don't care both your grandfathers almost died bombing Hitler. We're going to call you a Nazi, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to take it. because we're going to cynically sit there and we're going to use that for control and power. And I'm like, hey, I'm not like Fuentes, and I'm not saying he's weak-minded. He's very smart, but he doesn't, you know, love Hitler or anything, but whatever. He gets into the edginess of, you know, halfway defending him. But let's explain something. I don't like Hitler, and I don't like the people running Israel. And I put you people in the same boat. Sick, evil, power-grabbing demons who are going to get us all killed. Got it? How dare you? And I'll tell Israel this. You are conjuring the ultimate Hitler that will destroy us all. You are going to get everybody killed. Ladies and gentlemen, I am beyond excited about this. I've wanted this knife for a year. It's super high quality. They finally got the right supplier and a bunch of them. It's in a beautiful keepsake black box with my signature in silver lettering on the top. And when you go inside, this incredible combat battle dagger, limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger, a high-tech, super high-quality sheath with a high-tech clip under your belt or your pants. And it's got a special system where the knife doesn't come out when it's upside down. It takes a little pull to get it out. It is amazing. This is, in my opinion, the very best defense battle dagger you can get. It's an incredible price for $79.99 right now. This knife by itself in store sells for $100 every day, but we bought 5,000 of them, so got the price down really low. Wholesale, so we can pass that on to you, and the profit we make goes in to fund this operation. So you don't just get a great defensive system for yourself and your family, great in your car, great on your side, great in your purse, your glove compartment, also skin a buck with it, whatever you need. This is an amazing knife. You not only, though, get something to defend yourself, you defend the Republic in the information war by funding this operation. So get your limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger at thealexjonesstore.com right now, and it keeps this operation on the air. This isn't just a blade, it's a symbol of freedom. Limited edition Alex Jones signature battle dagger is forged by patriots ready to defend the Republic from the globalist agenda, featuring a double-edged black-coated blade for unmatched durability and precision. This dagger is built to last. On one side is my signature, while the other side proudly bears 1776, a reminder that the spirit of revolution lives on stronger than ever. With its ergonomic non-slip grip designed ready for any mission, the dagger isn't just a tool, it's a statement. Whether you're adding it to your collection or keeping it close as a symbol of resistance and for defense, this blade is for those who know that the answer in 1984 is 1776. Get yours now. And then, we are announcing a limited sale, the Power Drive bundle of Power Plant and Methyl Drive, which goes incredibly good with Methylene Blue. And both of these give you incredible natural energy, clarity, and focus. But you mix them together with Methylene Blue, I will tell you, in Chase Geyser's observation himself, 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Did you hear what I just said? 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. Get yours now, discounted massively, 50% off when you get them together. 50% off on the Power Drive bundle for a limited time, 1 week, at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds this operation 1776 worldwide.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
B
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, everybody's tuned in right now. The White House is. I just got some messages. Want to say hi to everybody there. Say hi to the, you know who. So you're watching. I know that already. Just trying to not have us run the bus off a cliff here. That's all I'm trying to do. Just briefly, I've shot a report over a week ago. Incredible corruption we caught. I've never aired it. New stuff just keeps coming out. They've got their receiver. They could shut us down as early as tomorrow, probably the next few weeks. We just keep fighting. We keep winning. Keep praying for us. People don't, you know, take it serious. We've survived so much. And, you know, it's like they talk about those that are got the touch or whatever in war. It's been written about for thousands of years. Just certain people never get killed. Certain people just keep winning. I don't take it for granted. I liken it to, I had a lot of family members, because we're a big, close family, and there was all these cool great uncles, great aunts, and my dad, especially when I was growing up, you know, we would always, a lot of weekends, go, we got to go see this person. They're having heart surgery, or they got cancer. And you'd go see them, and they'd beat it, and they'd come visit, and they'd hang out, and then they'd be at dinner, so fine, and everything, and a week later, they're dead. And you just never expected they'd be gone, but you're at their funeral. And, you know, if and when they shut down InfoWars, it's going to be quite the big deal. Because, you know, we've survived so much craziness. And they are coming in just absolutely lawsuits attacking me and my family. They put in filings. And this giant filing that you notice hadn't hit the news, even though it's almost 2 weeks old. And then now they made their other big move Monday. I learned about this morning because I've been busy. My lawyer's like, you're not been calling me back. I'm like, I've been busy. I literally, my way of dealing with this is I just don't think about it. And he said, you understand the Connecticut, you know, Democrat Party group, they dropped their claims in federal court of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars because it was held up in federal court. They dropped it all to go straight to state court saying, we want our money. We want his business closed that's offered to pay them money. You've seen him in all the videos saying, we don't want money. We want him shut down, which you're not supposed to get under the law. And in separate headlines, Jones hiding money, that same thing. So it's just harassment. I'm blessed I haven't been killed or put in prison. The globalists have tried, not these people. They always say what I talk about in general. They're like, oh, they're saying we did that. No, I'm talking about your bosses. You know, the power structure. But I just always love how they keep turning the heat up and think, like they literally, a few of the last times in federal court, come over my lawyers, the times I'm not there most of the time, this hearing's all, you know, like once a month at least. I've probably been to like five federal ones and a whole bunch of state ones, but maybe I go to a third of them. And they walk over and they go, why hadn't he given up yet? You know, we'll go easy on him if he just gives us InfoWars. Yeah, right. Sure, there, yeah. Your filing said you own my name. They said, yes, the 13th Amendment last year, they said in the filing. Even Bloomberg covered it. You can look it up. Just type in the 13th Amendment does not apply to Alex Jones, Bloomberg.com. It'll pull up. It's in the filing. They said, well, the prohibition against slavery applies to everybody else, but Alex Jones is a special case. And you read the filing, they don't say the special case. Remember the Onion Bloomberg guy? With Stephanopoulos on what, ABC News or whatever it is, and he goes, Stephanopoulos goes, well, the judge says you guys didn't really offer any money, but you were just giving it in a fake auction, and he's going to shut it down. He goes, no, it's ours. He goes, well, how can you not pay money, but and Alex Jones had a buyer and not take the money? He goes, it's Alex Jones. And the Bloomberg guy that actually owns it just nods. Yeah, there's Alex Jones, bankruptcy trustee, aims to sell social media accounts. And if you read in the article, it says, from the filing, well, yeah, there's an amendment after the Civil War against slavery, and you can't own somebody's name, but Alex Jones is a special case. Just control F, special case. And I tell people this, they go, I tell lawyers, you know, that aren't on the case, they go, yeah, right, they didn't say the 13th Amendment doesn't apply to you. I'm like, the hell they don't? I get on my phone, pull the ruling up, they go, what the hell? You'd have to have a constitutional amendment. Nobody is going to repeal. You guys can control F it, you know that, right? Just hit control F. That might be a subscription article, then you got to find it. So they might have cut it out. It's so embarrassing. Go to the Wayback Machine. It's in the filing. So notice they searched it and the article came up, but it's not there. This happens all the time now. But imagine the 13th Amendment does not apply to me. Now, a liberal would be a victim and roll around and pee on themselves. I love that. We've got these people saying the 13th Amendment abolition on slavery does not apply to Alexander Emmerich Jones. Man, they say you judge a man by his friends and his enemies. And boy, do I have the worst enemies, and that means I'm over the target. Just like my grandfather dropping bombs over Italy and then Germany when he volunteered for all those extra missions in a B-17. And then their base got strafed. I never learned this until after he was dead. I didn't even know it until he got his files. He had it in a box. He was trying to re-volunteer for more missions, and he'd already done, you're supposed to do 22 missions, he'd already done 22 more, and he was volunteering again. And they were losing, at that time, like half the people in the squadrons a month. Some missions, they lost half the planes. And my grandfather, Jerry Jones, what a badass that guy was. Jesus Christ, I'm just a shadow of that guy. Like John Wayne for real, folks. He walked around, I was like, what the hell? Like, this is the, you know, the king has arrived. And black, jet black hair, chiseled face, baby blue eyes. And he said, I don't care. It was in his paper. I'm doing another 22 missions. Because the catch 22 was, he's only 22, but half the time he died early in the war. And he volunteered again. And this part of the story I'd heard, he'd always say, oh, I was just a cook in the Army. You know, I was over the mess hall. So that's what he did after that. And then bulldozer equipment and stuff. When they went to Germany, he saw the dead bodies. But he told my dad about that. But side issue. The Germans ran a mission and bombed and strafed their airfield. And so he got a Purple Heart jumping into the bunker, but it still blew up. And it was in his paperwork, commendations, got all these medals because he was refusing, even though he was hurt. And they ordered him, you're not going on the next mission. And the B-17 blew up because we have the letters. He was all depressed about it. And his co-pilot became the main captain and died on that next mission. I mean, that's how close I don't exist. Because both my grandfathers were in the Army Air Corps. And then I get to have Ben Shapiro call me a Nazi. That's really nice, asshole. I mean, it's sick. It's sick. My other grandfather wasn't illustrious, flew a couple missions in his fighter plane and crashed and rolled over and broke a bunch of bones and was out of the war. And thank God he got out of the war because I probably wouldn't exist either. You think flying a B-17 was dangerous? How about flying a fighter plane back then? That was this those German pilots? Ooh. So, yeah, I really take it personal because I mean, compared to Ben Shapiro, I'm Captain America. And I see people like Ben Shapiro as Red Skull in his activities. You know, when I look at Ben Shapiro, I see somebody a lot closer to the Nazis than me. So I don't embrace the fetish of hating Jews and its own sick, twisted projection of that. But why is all that evil stuff opposing you? Why do you conjure that up? It ain't because you're like Jesus, I can tell you that. So I'm done talking about it. I don't know why I went off on that story, but about 6 months ago, I was digging through my parents' stuff. They were saying, look at these photos. That's some really cool photos of my grandfather. the Army Air Corps. I meant to find those. I meant to bring those in. I gave them to Marley. I don't know what she did with them, but my sister. But that's cool stuff. You know, that's cool stuff. And then you get to be called a Nazi when you have nothing to do with it. I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Evan in New York, thanks for holding here on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Good afternoon.
Good, brother. Go ahead.
God bless this crew. God bless you, Trump, and the Indomitable Spirit we all have together. I called last week. I'm glad to get on again a second time. I don't want to say that I am, like, getting in the Q territory here, but I think Trump's trying to grab everyone's attention, no matter how he does it. I feel like I'm getting a little bit of Q territory. I feel as if he's going to release something big, and he wants everyone to pick it up.
Well, I mean, he controls the Justice Department. He can release it. I hear this Q stuff. Oh, he needs to do this, so the Democrats call for it to be released. He's in charge. Epstein died under his watch 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago. So, boy, I sure hope it's 50 trillion DHS. I mean, I hope that's the case. You know, this is really upsetting his constituents. You know, telling his constituents don't look into this. MTG coming out against it. I really don't see the angle there, Evan.
Yeah, no, that's like the last hope with this type of scenario. Like, other than
I'll tell you, my last hope is I'm going to talk about it here and there. But I'm going to triage it and move on. Not that Trump said so, just because it's so disgusting. And also, I'm not going to have what I say out of context used against us. So I'm making the strategic decision, and I'm saying it publicly, that I'll still cover it here and there, but I'm going to limit it what I do because it's just a disaster.
I agree.
God bless you. I appreciate the call. I told you all last Monday it was Trump. Ah, you're a traitor. No, he said, yeah, it's me. I mean, I wish I was wrong more often. I'm wrong maybe 2% of the time. And, man, I wish I was wrong all the time. I just really do. People say, I see it too, like, the lawsuits, he sold out. That's why he's attacking Trump. They're trying to shut us down right now. They don't give a rat's ass. They want me shut down because they want populists that'll tell the truth. I'll tell the truth on Trump. I'll tell the truth on them. I have a giant audience. They don't like you having power. Our focal point. All this does, and the people in the Justice Department are ethical that I'm talking to, and who knows if they'll indict these people. I haven't really pushed it. They're interested because they've been so sloppy on my case, the Democrats. But it does not help me to get my enemies indicted to be attacking Trump. Let's just see. I don't think about myself in context of this. That's not how my brain works. Because I get the big picture. We got to have America and the world succeed and stop war. It doesn't matter about my case. I mean, I'm going to fight it. I need support to stay on air and fund the new stuff. And I'm going to 100% not pull punches. I'm going to 100% go all the way. But shut this place down? Man, you just tied my ass to a rocket. It'll be a big hassle, bunch of stuff going on, but it's like all I can do is keep fighting, and it doesn't matter what happens. I leave it all on the field. Like, I don't like fighting. I don't like somebody coming up and knocking me upside the head. I've been in a fight a long time, but back in the day, I grew up in a very bizarre, violent culture. I think of all the stuff I went through. It doesn't even sound real. Dallas in the 1980s and early 90s. And it was because I'd never back down. People were cocky. They ran their mouths. They had, you know, rednecks, blacks, Mexicans, all of them. I never fought Asians. But, man, I fought Mexicans. I fought blacks. I fought rednecks. I'd say I mainly fought blacks. They'd be about 50% of the fights. Rednecks were about 40%. Mexicans were about 10. Hundreds. People say, oh, you've been in 200 fights. I've probably been in more than 200 fights. I never even told people this stuff. I put 10 people in comas. I beat people to death. You know, they died later, a few months. Man, I beat people to death. I never started any of the fights. But somebody started kicking my ass. Somebody started hurting me. Blackout. You're going to be dead or wish you were. And do I hate blacks and Mexicans because they racially attack me a bunch? Nope. Not all blacks and Mexicans are like that. Most of them aren't. They're great people. But my point is that if the globalists think that attacking me is going to get me to back down, they got the exact opposite picture as they're experiencing now. And I always felt bad later when somebody was in a pool of blood getting put in an ambulance. And they'd say, why do you keep doing this? They try to put me in a mental institution, all of it. They always go get the witnesses. I said, we can't put him in a mental institution. No, he's totally normal. But they just, you attack me, I turn into a demon. I can't help it. You're not a reporter. You're a killer, Private Joker. Well, I am a killer. And I'm a killer of globalists intellectually. What you've seen in the InfoWar is what I can do in the past physically. And it's not a thing to brag about. It's the point is I'm an animal. And so are you. And you've forgotten. I'm also connected to God. I'm higher than animal, but I'm still an animal at one level. And you guys have forgotten about how much power you've got. You've forgotten you had a will. Uriah in Texas, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes, sir, Alex. Good afternoon. I realize it's you and I on the phone right now, but if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to President Donald J. Trump.
Go ahead.
Since apparently he is listening. President Trump, in spite of me being raised to never trust or have respect for a man from New York City, I voted for you 3 times. Am I sorry I did? No. But do you get to excommunicate me from being a supporter? Hell no. You're the one that's being weak right now. Guess who has bigger nuts than you right now? Marjorie Taylor Greene. Why don't you reach down there and see if you have a pair? Check yourself. I'm not talking about just the Epstein stuff. I'm talking about all these traitors walking around free still. I'm talking about all of these illegal aliens in our country still walking around free, working, getting benefits from our government. Do something. Do something about all that. You're not even doing things half-assed. You're barely doing it quarter-assed. Alex is being nice and saying you're 90%. Boy, with me, you're 25% at best. You need to be doing a hell of a lot more than what you're doing and what you have been doing. You need to be deporting 100 times more than people than you have been deporting. There needs to be a dump truck full of handcuffs that need to be attached to people that have been breaking laws and being traitors to this nation for years now. You're weak. You're acting weak, and you're perpetuating weakness. We need to cut all ties with Israel. We need to cut all ties with Ukraine. I can't believe you even acknowledge Zelensky as any kind of leader of that quote-unquote country. We don't need to be treating them as if they're part of NATO. We don't need to be letting other NATO members treat them as if they're part of NATO. What in the hell is wrong with you? You talk about how stupid Joe Biden is. Joe Biden, at least, I don't know, he is stupid, but you're smarter than this and still making stupid decisions.
Well, the worst part is telling his constituents that ask questions to go to hell. That's so stupid.
I can't believe, like I said, he's not going to excommunicate me from being his supporter. He's my president. I voted for him, and I take responsibility for that. I'll be damned if he's going to keep pulling the wool over our eyes and acting as if this is the only thing he can do.
I hear you. I can talk to you for an hour, Uriah. I'm sorry to get to everybody, but let's go to Willie in San Diego. Great points. It's very sad. We got to be honest, though. Hey, Willie, Alex, in San Diego, go ahead.
Prayers to your family and crew. And we're riding on the vitamin mineral fusion out here.
You know, there's always Trumpers and there's never Trumpers, but it's got to be okay to criticize, especially constructively. Obviously, the bigger story here is the Epstein cover-up. We don't want to see any child porn. We just want to see the truth. But it feels like he's stuck back in 1991.
We want to see the perpetrators indicted.
Exactly.
That's another thing. You all want to see child porn. No, you're the ones covering it up. Don't you blame us for what you're involved in.
Exactly.
How much bullshit is that? I mean, you couldn't piss people off worse. Why would Trump be turning against his supporters like this?
If Trump doesn't think he's too old or ignorant, well, then some of the people around him certainly do. He's never been self-critical of anything he does. In fact, he still tells us he's our favorite president and now has a perfect administration, an AG that's doing a fantastic job, and Obama and the Clintons are totally responsible. Well, we need to remind him that not all of us fell for his warp speed and still have critical thinking skills out here. The conjecture is insulting.
Well, that's right. We gave him a pass on warp speed, but now this is too much.
Absolutely. My sister died suddenly, by the way.
Sorry.
Anyway, hats off to you and everything you do. We love your crew. We love your vitamins. And keep up the good work, buddy. You're not forgotten.
I love you, brother. I appreciate you. Paul in Utah, go ahead. And thanks for holding.
Yes, hello, Alex. I want to just push the shirt for a minute. It's several jet planes towing the American flag, and underneath it says the Real Alex Jones show, .com. But it's about several planes, and they're kind of towing the United States American flag. And I live in a town that has an Air Force base in Utah. And give me one moment. And I get looks at that shirt, and people ask me, where'd you get it? And I tell them, from the Real Alex Jones store.
I didn't know he sold that shirt. Well, what's the shirt called?
I don't know what it is. Okay, there's several jets flying, right? And they're carrying the American flag as they fly in formation.
I told them I want the widest selection, but it's become its own problem. How do you look up 500-plus T-shirts? It's unbelievable. I mean, I could tell you
when I'll call up tomorrow and I'll tell one of your people who sell the shirt to pass it on to you. But the bottom line is there's several jets in formation, okay, you know, a formation, and the American flag is, so to speak, being towed behind them. Each one is in the red stripe, okay, of the seven stripes, okay? And then it says underneath that it says the Real Alex Jones .com show. RealAlexJones.com. But it's an awesome shirt. I'm at an Air Force base in Utah, and a lot of people ask me where I get the shirt from.
Well, that's beautiful. RJ and Andrew, we'll get your number. I'm going to call everybody back tomorrow. We missed. Owen's about to take over. We're almost out of time. What do you want to say about Trump's issue with Epstein? Go ahead, Paul.
Okay, bottom line is Trump, you got to cut him some slack. That's what I'm not saying you, Alex. I'm just saying in general. You got to cut him some slack.
No, I am cutting him in slack. Well, we need him. We need him. My criticism is getting to stop it.
I know. All I'm saying is I trust Trump. From my side, I trust Trump. And I think what he's doing concerning this tirade to the news people and other people, I trust him on it. I think he's going to
most of the stuff he does turns out okay. I hope that's the case. God bless you. All right, Owen Schroyer takes over. Sorry to Matt, RJ, and Andrew, but you have their name and number. I'll take calls again tomorrow if we're even here. If not, we'll be at the Alex Jones Network. Follow us on AJN Live on X. Get the little backup network built. Get the bigger one getting built. Regardless, we got to move out of this building. We rent it. Been there 16 years, and it's great studios and everything, but we won't be here in a year regardless. But they're trying to shut us down right now, and people are like, oh, we hear that all the time. Well, I mean, I showed you the filings. It's right here. We keep fighting. We need your support. TheAlexJonesShow.com. The new tactical battle dagger is selling out quick. Have all the great methylene blue and more. Thanks for your support. You're the reason we're still here. And I want to thank you all. Great job, crew. God bless you.
Fox News alert. The Ayatollah's gone into hiding.
He's believed to be holed up inside an underground bunker northeast of the Capitol. Iranian proxies, which have been severely degraded, are threatening to commit acts of terror against American troops and American ships in the region.
And sources are telling ABC News that President Trump has approved the attack plans for Iran that were presented to him.
And American businesses are now bracing for cyber attacks. The whole world's watching.
In light of that news, I have a message directly from the president, and I quote, "Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks." That's a quote directly from the president for all of you today.
What's your take on that? Because that people say, well, that's just the press secretary. No, that's Trump talking. Now it looks like he's given himself more breathing room, 2 weeks, when we were coming down to the deadline. And the last deadline passed, obviously, and within 24 hours, Israel struck.
What Trump is saying, I believe, in that message is, I don't want to embroil America in a war for the next decade plus.
And that's what he's been saying in the last 48 hours, or really 24, is, I only want to do this if it doesn't turn into a long war. Now he's learning it will. And so sanity is prevailing. Wow, that's so important. People need to call and get a free consultation or go sign on the email. You guys are the best. You have the best prices selling it at wholesale. That's why you're top rated. Most other places are a scam. It's just true. Gold and silver is great, but not the way people sell numismatics and collectibles. It's a scam, folks. It goes from bad to worse. You're the place to go to. You can also roll over financial instruments. It's so easy, but people need to go to KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And folks really need to take action. Now, the best investment there is. All I'm going to do is steer you right, folks, because I treat you like I want to be treated on the supplements, on the products, on the sponsors, only the best. And that's Kirk Elliott, Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. Call now for your free consultation.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.